From SRP Park in North Augusta, South Carolina, this is Augusta Green Jackets Baseball on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. Evening, everybody. Happy Independence Day weekend to you as we get started with some weekend baseball on this holiday weekend. Mitchell Spouts with you as the Green Jackets play host to the Columbia Fireflies once again in a series that continues to trend the Fireflies' ways. They edged out the Green Jackets again in extra innings. 5-4, they've won the first four games this week, three of them by one run, two of them in extra innings, and Augusta now looking to get on the board any way they can in this series as they're now three games over 500 overall and three under in the second half. They'll get it all started with Luis Vargas taking the mound here tonight. Vargas has been one of the top arms as of late for Augusta. He has delivered victories for the Green Jackets in his last three starts. He'll get one of the top prospect arms for the Royals as Ben Caderna will start for the Fireflies. He has yet to record a win, but he has an earned run average of under two. That's a hard-throwing right-hander, second-round pick by the Fireflies, or I should say the Royals, last season. That'll be the pitching matchup for tonight. We've got more on it in just a second as we get the on-deck show built by Taxslayer going. From North Augusta, we'll come back with our probable pitcher report next on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
To know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
We continue the on-deck show built by TaxSlayer here on this Saturday night from North Augusta. Happy Independence Weekend to you here on July the 2nd. Now time for our probable pitcher report as we check out the two starters for tonight's contest. For Augusta, they'll send right-hander Luis Vargas, who's making his 10th start of the season for the Green Jackets. 57 strikeouts, 55 and a third innings thrown by the 20-year-old right-hander. Last time out, he pitched in Fayetteville and threw the ball very well, covering 5 1/3 innings against the Woodpeckers. Augusta went on to win that game 13-9, but it was a late comeback in the ninth inning by Fayetteville that prevented Vargas from getting three consecutive winning decisions. However, in his last three starts, Augusta has won, picking up wins in two of them, one against Charleston, the other against Columbia when he beat him back on June the 8th. Pitched five innings, just one strikeout, but only gave up two runs on five hits. His mound opponent will be Ben Caderna, the young 19-year-old right-hander from Shawnee Mission, Kansas. He was their second-round pick for the Royals last year, just about 30 minutes from Kansas City, so a local product for the Royals. His last start was on June the 26th at Charleston, threw four great innings, two hits, three strikeouts, no runs scored, an eventual win for the River Dogs, but he has been very good as of late for the Royals, or I should say the Fireflies. He's only given up earned runs once in five starts this month for the Fireflies. Hard-throwing right-hander gets the ball for the Columbia Fireflies. Luis Vargas, one of the dependable arms for Augusta, gets the call here on this Saturday night. We've got more to come yet here on the On Deck Show, built by TaxSlayer, as we take our drive around the league when we return on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet gula!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet.
WOW.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Mitchell Speltz back with you on the On Deck Show, built by TaxSlayer from SRP Park. Now time for our drive around the league, presented by Easy Go. Let's start it off in the Carolina League tonight. No games currently going. One that was slated to start at 5 o'clock is currently in a delay. That being Down East. Wood Ducks and Cannonballers have been in the delay for about an hour now. No sight is starts in sight for those two clubs yet in Kinston. At 6:05, Fredericksburg hosts Delmarva tonight. Salem is at Lynchburg at 6:30 p.m. Also at 6:30, Carolina hosts Fayetteville. Mudcats have won 3 of 4 in that series. Myrtle Beach has won 3 straight against Charleston. They match up tonight at 7:05. Davion Whittle against Richard Gallardo for the Pelicans. In the Braves minor league ranks today, the High A club playing a doubleheader today as the Rome Braves and Greenville Drive will play 2. Game 1 currently going. It's 3-0 Rome on the road. Currently in the top of the third inning. Other games today in AAA, Gwinnett is at Norfolk once again. And Mississippi in AA, the Braves are taking on the Biloxi Shuckers at 7:35 p.m. at MGM Park in Biloxi. Atlanta Braves, so far so good for them. Spencer Strider throwing the ball very well so far against the Cincinnati Reds. It's currently 2-0 Atlanta. Last check that game currently in the fifth inning at Great American Ballpark in Cincinnati. We're coming up on the first pitch between the Green Jackets and the Fireflies on this July 2nd weekend as we get started with some baseball. Got the starting lineups coming up next after this on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
The lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get 4 lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credits stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
We continue on here on the On Deck Show, built by TaxSlayer. We now check out the starting lineups for game five of this series. Fireflies have won the first four games. Here are the starting lines for each team presented by SRP. First, for the visiting Columbia Fireflies, who are 24-49 overall this year. They currently possess a 6-1 record in the second half of the regular season, led by Tony Pena Jr., the single-A affiliate of the Kansas City Royals. Gene Ramirez leads things off tonight. He's in left field. Batting second, playing shortstop, Daniel Vasquez. Carter Jensen bats third. He's the designated hitter. In the cleanup spot is the right fielder, Gary Camarillo. Batting fifth, third baseman, Enrique Valdez. Batting sixth at first base, Felix Familia. Eric Pena bats seventh. He's in center field. Batting eighth and catching tonight, Kyle Hayes. And batting ninth, second baseman, Joshua Rivera. Once again for the Fireflies, Ramirez, Vasquez, Jensen, Camarillo, Valdez, Familia, Pena, Hayes, and Rivera. Starting pitcher tonight for the Fireflies, right-hander, 19 years of age, Ben Cadurna, second-round pick last year by the Kansas City Royals. This will be his eighth start. Is 0-3, but holds an earned run average of 1.96. And now for the home team, the Augusta Green Jackets, 38-35 on the season, 2-5 in the second half. They are led by Nestor Perez in his first year at the helm, and they are the single-A affiliate of the Atlanta Braves. Batting leadoff, the shortstop, Caleb Durbin. Cal Conley DHing, he is batting second. In the three spot, third baseman, Geraldo Quintero. Batting cleanup in center field, Brandol Mesquita. Brandon Parker bats fifth, he's in right field. Batting sixth, playing first base, Braulio Vasquez. In the seventh spot, left fielder, Connor Blair. Batting eighth and catching tonight is Victor De Hoyos. And batting ninth, second baseman, Eliezel Stevens. Once again, for Augusta, it's Durbin, Conley, Quintero, Mesquita, Parker, Vasquez, Blair, De Hoyos, and Stevens. Luis Vargas gets the call for Augusta. He'll be making his third start against the Columbia Fireflies. He has won his last three starts on the mound, earning winning decisions in two of those. Last time he faced the Fireflies was on June 8th, pitched five good innings to earn his first win of the season at Segra Park. Now for the umpiring crew for tonight, calling the balls and strike behind home is Elliot Melton. On the base path is Chad Patterson. And now time for the Augusta University injury reports. We check out the seven-day injury list for the Green Jackets. Currently, only one Green Jacket currently on there. It'd be right-hander Landon Leach. He has been on the injured list since the 9th of June. No timetable for his return currently, as Leach is the only Green Jacket currently on the IL amongst their active roster. We've got first pitch between the Green Jackets and the Fireflies coming up shortly here from SRP Park. We'll take another break and come back with you to get things started here in North Augusta on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
How will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster. and flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Everyone deserves a great smile, and Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet.
WOW.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get four lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credits stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Want skills you can put to work? Gain the skills most needed in the nuclear industry by enrolling at Aiken Technical College. Learn what it takes to support national security or contribute to environmental cleanup and protection by enrolling in programs such as radiation protection, nuclear quality systems, electronics engineering, nuclear fundamentals, and industrial maintenance. Apply today at atc.edu. Aiken Technical College, your future is within reach. Funded by the Workforce Opportunities and Regional Careers Grant.
You won't believe all you get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get four lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credits stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Today in Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at AugustaHealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from Wow. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. Wow. Good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Happy 4th of July weekend as we are live for baseball from SRP Park in North Augusta. Mitchell Speltz with you once again as the Green Jackets and Fireflies match up for the fifth time this week. So far, so good for Columbia. They've won all 4 games. They clinched a series victory yesterday with their extra innings win. They've won the last 2 games in extras, 3 out of the 4 by a run, and currently come in hot as the top team currently in the South Division of the Carolina League. Augusta can look to put that to a halt today behind right-hander Luis Vargas, who's making his 10th start of the season. He's led the Green Jackets to victories in his last 3 starts, including 2 winning decisions. Pitched a dandy last time out against the Fayetteville Woodpeckers, 5 1/3. Gave up just 2 runs, 5 strikeouts, a couple of hits. He'll get the call today against his starting 9, set up by Tony Pena Jr., the manager for Columbia. Gene Ramirez back in the leadoff spot. Daniel Vasquez bats second, with Carter Jensen batting third. Gary Camarillo, Enrique Valdez, Felix Familia in the middle. Eric Pena, Kyle Hayes, Joshua Rivera. The bottom third for the Fireflies. Defense for Augusta tonight. Connor Blair's in left field. Brandon Mesquita roams center with Brandon Parker in right. Geraldo Quintero at third. Caleb Durbin is the shortstop tonight, with Eliezel Stevens at second. First baseman is Braulio Vasquez. Victor De Hoyos hangs the sign tonight for Luis Vargas behind home. Green Jackets are in their 4th of July weekend uniforms with the blue jerseys, red and white sleeves with the white numbers, red trim, white pants. Road Grays with the blue sleeves for the Fireflies, blue numbers, yellow trim with the blue ball caps. And we are ready for baseball on this hot Saturday night in the CSRA. So glad to have you with us. Vargas against Ramirez to get it started. First pitch home is popped up. Foul territory behind home. De Hoyos sheds the mask, and he will run out of the room by a row. And it's no balls and one strike as we're underway here from North Augusta. Fielding game conditions for this one. 93 degrees at first pitch. A little humidity. Feels like 99. I can't complain, though, on this 4th of July weekend. Luis Vargas up nothing and one to Gene Ramirez. The pitch home to him is released to deep right field. Parker looks up, and that one is long gone for Ramirez. A leadoff homer on the second pitch of the game, and Columbia leads it 1-0 on the bomb by Ramirez. His first of the year was tattooed well out of here off the TaxSlayer Terrace sign. Yeah, that's not there. It's well over it. And Columbia picks up where they left off from yesterday, up 1-0 here in the first. Now, there's one thing this year that has haunted Luis Vargas this year. That is the ninth home run he has allowed as Ramirez turned one around a deep right field as the pitch to Daniel Vasquez is fouled back and out of play. And it's 0-1. That's the first home run for the Fireflies this series since the games back on Wednesday, the doubleheaders. The 1 pitch is a strike on the inside corner, 0-2. That certainly has not stopped them from manufacturing runs all week here. Nothing and 2 to the shortstop, Daniel Vasquez. Here comes Luis Vargas. Breaking ball missed inside, 1-2. Fireflies winning yesterday in 10 innings, 5-4 the final. Scored 3 unearned runs in the top of the 10th to edge Augusta by a run as the 1-2 pitch is yanked back into the wire. And it's 1-2 still. That's been one thing that's really been the Achilles heel for Augusta. They have struggled in some close games this year. 24 games decided by one run or less. They've only won 8 of them. 1-2 pitch is outside, and it's 2-2. 3 one-run wins for Columbia in this series. Both of Augusta's losses last week in Fayetteville were by one run. 2-2. A wave and a foul back as Vasquez, the shortstop, continues to hang in there for Columbia. Elliot Melton calling the balls and strikes tonight. Chad Patterson is on the base path, the two-man crew here. Vargas looking for his first out of the ball game. And already 1-0 lead for Columbia. 2-2 pitch is knee high and called a strike by Elliot Melton. And there's the first out. Put a changeup right at the knees. He locked up Vasquez for the first out of the night. A backwards K for Luis Vargas. And now it's Carter Jensen to the plate. Green Jackets down a run early, but not going to kill you. Going to have to score a run anyway to win. Vargas rocks back. First pitch to the lefty Jensen is pulled foul down the first base side. It's 0-1 to the left-handed hitting DH. Jensen spends a lot of his time as the DH for Columbia, a guy who has caught very well, has done so in this series, was the catcher yesterday. 0-1 pitch is going to skip in the dirt. 1-1. Third start for Luis Vargas against this Columbia Fireflies team. Beat him last time out on June the 8th. That was his first win of the season. A couple head nods from Vargas. The 0-1 pitch is a called strike. 1-2 now as he hits the edge with a fastball at 91. 3-pitch mix for Vargas. Fastball, slider, and changeup. He struck out Vasquez on a changeup. The 0-2 pitch here is lifted in the air, fouled. Third base side, Quintero charges after it. Will he have room? He will, but it's just out of his reach as he jumps out of play over the wall. Covered a lot of ground as he was shifted near shortstop. If he's at his normal spot, he might catch that, but you also factor in he's running into the bullpen. That's where you can really lose your concentration when you have the mound area that's going to change your footing. Good effort, though. He'll trot back to his spot. 1-2, the count still to Carter Jensen. After a leadoff home run by Gene Ramirez on the second pitch of the game. 1-2. Another tapper, that's foul. Kind of gotten a piece of Jensen that time. Remains 1-2. Fireflies enter today. Currently the top team in the South Division at 6-1. Won 2 games in Charleston last week on Friday, Saturday. Only loss was on Sunday. 0-2 pitch, that's hammered to right. This one should be playable, though, for Brandon Parker. Right in front of the track, he'll make it with his heels on it, and that's the second out. Put a good swing, but just a little down on the trademark. And Jensen nearly had a home run. Had a great sound, great trajectory to it, just on the wrong spot on the bat. And now 2 gone now for Gary Camarillo. As Vargas looks to work around that leadoff home run, he's gotten the next 2 guys. He's throwing a lot of strikes here in the first inning as the pitch to Camarillo is a wave and a miss at 1 in the dirt. As he starts him with a devastating slider, 0-1. 16 pitches for Vargas, 13 for strikes. Camarillo had a big hit last night in the 10th inning, 2-run single. 0-1 to him, another wave and a miss at 1 in the dirt. Consecutive sliders, Camarillo not reading them well. And Vargas gets up on him quickly. That two-run single for Camarillo was the difference in the game. It was really a tough defensive inning for Augusta that put them behind the eight ball early. 0-2, a tapper foul off of De Hoyos as it bounces right behind the plate. Still 0-2. Green Jackets had a couple of errors on a pair of sack bunts that both eventually came around to score. 0-2, a wave and a miss. Chase from the dirt. De Hoyos races down the line to pick it up. He'll glove, fire it down to first, and that will complete the inning. A pair of strikeouts for Luis Vargas, but the Fireflies are on the board after a leadoff home run by Gene Ramirez. Half inning in the books, 1-0 Columbia on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together, securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Jackets playing from behind early. A solo home run to lead off the game for Gene Ramirez makes it 1-0 Columbia, setting the way for their 19-year-old starter, Ben Caderna. Second-round pick by the Royals in last year's draft from Blue Valley Southwest High School in Overland Park, Kansas. Now 30 minutes south of Kansas City. He'll get the call today for the Fireflies. Start number 8, 0-3 record with an ERA, however, just under 2. Here's a lineup set up by Nestor Perez and the Green Jackets today. Caleb Durbin once again leads it off with Cal Conley and Geraldo Quintero behind him. Brandon Mesquita, Brandon Parker, Braulio Vasquez, the middle third. Connor Blair, Victor De Hoyos, and Eliezel Stevens finish it out for the Green Jackets against the hard-throwing right-hander Ben Caderna. Ready on ready, first pitch coming to him is a strike. As he starts him off with the gas, and it's no balls and a strike. Durbin once again leading things off, his primary spot in the order. Not much change at the top for Augusta in terms of their batting order as Durbin takes one down and out this time, 1-1. Looking to re-spark the offense, and what was a tough day offensively. They did score 4 runs, but they only had 3 hits. Break-even pitch, a wave and a pop-up. Foul territory, first base side. Kyle Hayes will give way to it, but it is out of play. Bounces just past the dugout where Columbia is. 1-2. Durbin had the first hit for Augusta yesterday on a double against Lewinder Avila. That was in the 6th inning. Avila was dealing last night. 6 strong innings. Gave up just the 1 hit. 2 runs that were both unearned. 1-2. Caderna a long look in. Comes back with the 1-2 pitch. And he missed outside with a slider. 2-2. 3-pitch mix for Caderna with that big fastball slider changeup. Now big time stuff does the 6-3 right-hander. 2-2. It's a check swing. He came in around the knuckles, but he's able to hold back. The bat is Durbin, and the count is full. A top 10 prospect consensus in the Royal system is Caderna by both MLB Pipeline and Baseball America. 3-2, a pop-up foul back and out of play as Durbin hangs in there. We'll see a 6th pitch of this at-bat. Trying to set the table for Cal Conley, who bats behind him today. Durbin's double, the only hit for him in the series so far. Caderna kicks the 3-2 pitch. A fly ball off the end of the bat. Foul. First base side. There will be room, and it will be caught by the first baseman, Felix Familia. One up and one down after that long battle. Now time to check out the rest of the defense for Columbia. Gene Ramirez, who hit the leadoff home runs in left field. Eric Pena in center. Gary Camarillo in right. Enrique Valdez is over at the hot corner at third. Daniel Vasquez is at short. Second baseman's Joshua Rivera. Felix Familia at first. Kyle Hayes doing the catching today for Ben Coderna. One gone for Cal Conley. First pitch is knee high, but a little inside. One ball, no strikes. Conley hitless yesterday. 0 for 4 day at the plate, but did put it in play all four times as the 1-0 pitch is going to miss the inside part again. A couple well-spotted fastballs by Coderna. Didn't get the call on either one. As the Firefly umpire checks in with Elliot Melton to where those missed, he said just in. Good, couple good takes by Conley. 2-0 pitch, a swing and a miss. Blew one by him at 93. Two balls and a strike. To the DH, Cal Conley. It's the fourth time he has been in that DH role. That's Caleb Durbin at short, who's been the only other guy at that position when he has not played defensively as the 2-1 pitch is inside, 3-1. As Conley is way up in the count. Consecutive nights where Augusta has fallen behind in the first inning, trying to match it here. Maybe that and then some. 3-1, a swing and a miss. Ambushed him down and in with a fastball, and the count goes full. 1-0 Columbia here in the bottom of the first inning. Conley trying to work his way on back-to-back full counts for Ben Coderna against Augusta hitters. The 3-2 again, a ground ball to the right side. That's going to be knocked down by Familia. He bobbles, flips to Coderna at first, close play, and Conley beat it. Was Halston all the way down, just got that foot down before Coderna did. And a slight drop of the baseball by Familia, who kept it in front of him, but unable to make the play. We'll see how that one is scored. But Conley is on as a one-out base runner for Geraldo Quintero. Could certainly see that go as a hit, as well as an error. We'll see what the decision is on that. Could argue tough play, but he did get the glove on it. If I had to pick, I'd probably say hit, but we'll see. Now Conley's at first. Quintero bats on the left side as a switch hitter. Coderna's first pitch to him is cut on and missed. Swung through a high fastball on 93. Nothing and one the count. Quintero had a run of 13 games consecutively on base snapped yesterday. He was 0 for 4. He did reach on an error, but that does not count towards an on-base run. Throw it to first. Conley dives back in. That's about maximize that lead. They've awarded Cal Conley with a hit, which I think is probably the right way to go with that. Familia not a natural first baseman as well. He's a catcher by trade. Conley's got a good lead off of first. The 0-1 pitch to Quintero is slapped foul out of play. Now sail into the left field seating area. 0-2. As Quintero struck out three times yesterday, a guy who's been very good at putting the ball in play and has feasted on Columbia pitching. He has played in all 19 games against them. 25 for 72 against the Fireflies. 0-2 pitch is up and in. One ball, two strikes. And he's been a good source of power against this pitching staff. Quintero's got 5 home runs this year, 4 of them on Columbia. That includes an opening night home run at Segra Park. Ball one, strike two to the third baseman for Augusta. Coderna fires over to first again. Conley dives back in. Green Jackets have been running quite a bit as of late in this series. They've certainly been aggressive stealing bags. However, they haven't had as many base runners, I don't think, as they've anticipated. Fireflies have pitched them very well this week. Conley's got a huge lead. He stays, though, as the 1-2 is inside. Jump Quintero out a little bit, but didn't miss by much. As Hayes tried to frame it for Elliot Melton, didn't get the call. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Coderna in the middle of his third batter here in the inning. He's thrown 17 pitches. Has faced full counts to the first two. 2-2 to Quintero. The pitch home is cut through and missed. There goes Conley on a delayed steal. Throw down to second is going to get him. Decided very last second to run on that one, and Hayes throws him out as Vasquez applies the tag, and that's a strike him out, throw him out to end the inning. Green Jackets go down in order just like that, and we go to the second. Columbia 1, Augusta nothing on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like yeah, yeah.
Saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah.
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money.
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet.
WOW.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change.
Belts back with you from SRP Park. Augusta trailing 1-0 as we play in the second inning. Gene Ramirez, a leadoff home run for the Fireflies. The difference so far, it'll be Enrique Valdez, the Green Jacket killer this week, who gets things started for the Kansas City Royals single-A affiliate. No bat from the left-hand side against Luis Vargas, who got the next three after the leadoff home run by Ramirez. Starts it off with Valdez. First pitch to him is a strike on the outside corner as he starts him off with a changeup. Valdez, three hits yesterday, had four in Thursday's game as the 0-1 pitch is bounced to second. Eliezel Stevens is there on a couple of hops, and he'll throw him out for the first out of inning number two. 4-3 on that one if you're keeping track with us back at home. For Augusta, no Caden Morton, Stephen Pelini, Mekhi Backstrom, or Adam Zebrowski in the lineup today. Much different starting nine, especially in the outfield. And now Felix Familia, the first baseman, bats for Columbia. First pitch to him is just off the outside corner. Starting him off with the gas, one ball, no strikes. No Guillermo Quintana or Rivertown today. Omar Florentino also a day off for Columbia as the pitch runs outside. Two balls and no strikes. Second start for Familia this week. He began the week as the first baseman back in the first game of the doubleheader on Wednesday. 2-0 is down and away. Overthrew a fastball. Three balls, no strikes. Tenth start of the year for Luis Vargas. Began this year as a reliever, and that was a key role for him. But he was the de facto man who moved into the starting rotation when Roy Brusilinas was promoted to high A Rome. 3-0 pitch, that's a strike as he dots the eye on the outside corner, 3-1. And has served that role very well, especially over the last month or so. And has won his last three starts for the Green Jackets. 3-1 pitch is roped to third. It's going to go right through the five hole of Geraldo Quintero into the wall. He'll skip off it. Familia runs into second. He'll get in there easily standing up. I'd imagine that one's going to be an error on Quintero. It was hit right at him. But got that glove down late and went right through the wickets and down the left field line. And Familia ends up at second base. And if so, it continues what has been a rough week defensively for Augusta. Team, if you've been with us the first or last couple weeks prior to this one, they have been as good as anybody. They have been eaten alive by tough defense this week, and that's likely going to be an E5. As Eric Pena comes up with a runner at second base and one out. And 1-0 Firefly lead here in the second. First pitch to Pena's popped up. Foul territory, third base side. Will there be room for Quintero? He will just run out. Now it's six rows back. No balls, one strike. Augusta now has 11 errors this week in four-plus games. Had four of them a few nights ago. Team that has fallen now near the bottom of the ranks defensively in fielding percentage. They were near the top a few weeks ago. 0-1 pitch, a wave and a miss as Pena was out in front of a slider, and it's 0-2. Now, certainly a flair for the dramatic, though. They've made a lot of good plays this year, and fortunately for them, other than really the 10th inning last inning, a lot of those errors have not come back to haunt them. 0-2 pitch is down and in, overthrew a fastball, 1-2. It was two key sack bunts that the Green Jackets could not record an out on. It was a drop ball by Quintero and a bobble by the pitcher Alessandro that allowed two to reach, and both came in to score. 1-2 pitch. Pena had a big cut, but he missed. Unable to time up the slider from Vargas, and he's got his third strikeout of the night. Two up and two, I should say. Two gone now with Familia still at second base. Kyle Hayes comes up. making his first appearance of the week for Columbia. One of the four catchers the Fireflies carry. They've got three of them in the lineup today. Omar Hernandez is the only one that's got the day off. Carter Jensen's DHing. He looks familiar. The other one playing first base today, he currently stands at second. He's got a big lead. First pitch to Hayes is high for a ball. And the catcher for the Fireflies up in the count. Hayes playing in game number 9, just 1-for-26 on the year. As they start the year at the Quad City River Bandits, the high A club for Kansas City. 1-0 pitch is off into the bat, foul down the right field side, and it's 1-1. To the right-handed hitting catcher. From James Madison University, undrafted free agent. Argus has a 1-ball, 1-strike count to him as he continues to pour in the strikes. 32 pitches, 24 in the zone. Infield playing back and straight up against Hayes. The break-even pitch from Vargas. Breaking ball lands on the outside corner. Goes right back to that slider. He's thrown him quite a bit here in the early going. 1-2. Looking for consecutive multiple Ks. And back-to-back innings to start. 1-2. DeHoyos puts the target up and away. The pitch. A swing and a foul ball again. As he was late to a fastball at 94. Best early velocity for Vargas. Typically top out around 94, 95, and you got a hotter day today. Certainly get a little more oomph on that ball, and with the humidity as well, with no wind, you might see the ball fly a bit. Ball 1-2, DeHoyos wants it outside again. The pitch is a high breaking ball that'll get by him into the backstop. Lost the grip on his slider, and up to third base goes Familia. So now an add-on run here in the second for Columbia, now 90 feet away. Argus trying to stay focused on Kyle Hayes, who has a 2-2 count. Fireflies 1, Green Jackets nothing here in the top of the second. Joshua Rivera due next for Columbia. No change defensively for Augusta. Familia gets his lead off third. The 2-2 pitch is hit down the third baseline. That is a fair ball. Lands right on the chalk, kicks off the sidewall. And another run's going to score as Hayes dashes into second, and it's 2-0 Fireflies. Stuck the landing right on that third base side chalk in that error. Got Augusta committed earlier this inning. It's going to cost him a run as Familia scores with ease. Hayes just kept it fair. And he ends up at second base. His second hit of the year brings in a run. And the Green Jackets find themselves down 2-0. That'll be an unearned run charge to Luis Vargas. Joshua Rivera bats, and he ropes one to right. Parker moves over into the alley, but he's there, and he'll make the catch. So the inning will end on that, but not before Columbia puts up another run. An RBI double with two outs by Kyle Hayes makes it 2-0 Fireflies through an inning and a half from SRP Park on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Got a branch, got a phone. Got a print on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a print on you.
Don't know which hospital to choose? It can be confusing. AU Health is built on the foundation of the Medical College of Georgia. AU Health physicians are also researchers and innovators, translating discoveries into amazing treatment options for children and adults. AU Health is a national leader in patient and family-centered care and is paving the way for the future of medicine. If you're choosing where to get your care, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Beating them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Lead up to 2-0 1-0 for Columbia after the two-out RBI double by Kyle Hayes. Green Jackets, plenty of time to go with some early work to do down two. Brandall Mesquita leads it off against Ben Coderna. Got through the Green Jackets in three batters. Worked around an infield hit by Cal Conley and a strike him out, throw him out. Brandall Mesquita leads it off. Righty on righty. First pitch from Coderna. Missed outside with a slider. Big spin on that pitch from Coderna. One ball, no strikes. Mesquita scored a run in extra innings last night. Looking to get something started in the second. 1-0 pitch. That's good for a strike. Outside corner at 91. One ball, one strike to Brandall. Average down to 293 as he looks to get into another streak at the plate. 1-1 pitch is hit to the right side, foul, as he fights it off out of play. Just a bit behind one. One ball, two strikes. Has been Augusta's most consistent hitter of the year, going through what is really his first slump of the year. He's been very consistent, including an on-base run of 34 games at the start of the year that was snapped at the end of May. Was one shy of tying the team record as the 1-2 pitch is down away with the slider, 2-2. Had a streak snapped on May the 29th. If he would have gotten one more, would have tied the all-time record. The way he was rolling looked like he was going to get there. 2-2 pitch, a swing and a foul off the catcher's mask of Kyle Hayes, who says I'm good. Takes the mask off, and the umpire, Elliot Melton, will give the baseball back to Coderna instead. Hayes has the old-school catcher's mask on. You got the helmet with the old-school mask. Less protection, but much more versatility with it. And flexibility you can use to rip it off and get off better throws. Shed it when you need to. 2-2. Breaking ball will just miss the outside corner. Looked like Elliot Melton thought about it. Hayes was ready to snap that down to first, but to the dismay of the Firefly dugout, it just missed, said Elliot Melton. Looked like a pretty good pitch. Ball three, strike two. Coderna offers it, and it's hit right back up the middle into center field. Mesquita uses the extra pitch and gets aboard to start the second inning for Augusta. Barreled that one up at 92, right back up the middle past Coderna, just past the outstretched glove of Joshua Rivera. And there's a leadoff man on for Brandon Parker. Took a good pitch the prior one. Earns himself a mistake on a fastball that had plenty of the plate this time. Second hit allowed by Coderna. Up comes Brandon Parker. Power threat in the making for Augusta as he bats on the right side. First pitch to him. He had a big cut, but he missed. Tried to turn one down the left field line. 0-1. Parker's average steadily growing to 262. He's driven in 22 with four homers. Has done most of that damage as of late. Two of them have come against Columbia this year. 0-1 pitch is on the outside corner. Paints it with a fastball at 92, and it's quickly nothing into to Parker. Now, when you watch Parker play on a consistent barrel basis, I don't know if there's a player on this Green Jacket team that has barreled up balls more consistently than he has. And a throw over to first, and he dives back in. And he's 0-2. A college ball at Mississippi Gulf Coast Junior College, where he was the Division II player at that level, player of the year as a freshman. And outstanding numbers. OPS of over 1,300 as there's a foul back by Parker. Stays in there. They really got a tough time to begin his professional career. I talked to Parker a few weeks ago, and really something that changed him as a player was he had LASIK eye surgery in the middle of last year. It wiped out the second half, but it has done a bunch of good for him. 0-2 pitch. Breaking ball. Just missed the outside corner. Tried to land the slider, but missed. 1-2. Not like a rejuvenated player coming into this year feeling that he could see the ball much better and really said he couldn't see breaking balls really at all when the lights were on. At night, you just couldn't see any spin on the ball, and as a result was going up defenseless at times as the 1-2 is high, and it's 2-2. And with the level of pitching you see at this level, and you got big arms like Ben Coderna out there, you can't afford to not be picking up that spin right away. If you do that, you're going up almost defeated. And those were really his exact words to me. And now he's really turned a corner in his eyes here in his baseball career. Turn two pitch, a broken bat foul down the first base side. He'll need a new stick. Go back to the dugout to get one. Count is 2-2. Columbia leads 2-0 here in the bottom of the second inning. It's a big part of the game, and got to be able to see the ball to be effective. And big surgery Parker had, and Of course, it's a tough thing to do, especially when he did it in the middle of season last year, and really one that was not going too well for him. There was good bright spots early on in his first full year in Augusta, but now wears glasses more regularly, but he said it's all for the best, and the results speak for themselves. 2-2 pitch. A swing and a miss. He struck him out with a changeup. Heavy dose of sliders in that bat, and he got him to go on an off-speed pitch, and that is out number one of the Green Jackets' second inning. Now, Braulio Vasquez comes to the plate. Brando Mesquita still standing at first. Trying to put a couple aboard here. Vasquez making a second start of the series, both at first base. First pitch to him is down and away. Didn't miss by much, though. 1-0 to the right-hander. Vasquez has made a couple starts in the outfield as well. That's something he's been working on. The more positions you can play, the better chance you'll find yourself in the lineup, and that's why that super utility role is so highly coveted by a lot of major league clubs, as there's one foul back to the wire. One ball, one strike. You can play multiple positions, infield, outfield. There's always going to be a spot for you. And you consider the speed of Vasquez as well. There's always going to be a role carved out for you. Guy who was a Braves organizational all-star last year, stole 40 bases with the Green Jackets in the 120-game season. 1-1 pitch is down and out. Two balls and a strike. Good spot by Cardona as he continues to work these right-handers on that outside part. Do Mesquita a lot of pitches there in his at-bat this inning. Mesquita might be looking to take one. Hayes has a pretty decent throwing arm. Mesquita does have good speed, trying to get a good jump perhaps. 2-1 pitch is hit in the air, deep to right field. Moving back is Camarillo. He circles by the warning track and makes the catch. Just with enough room, back to first goes Mesquita, and there are two gone. Hit that one just off the end of the bat, but good contact by Braulio Vasquez. Two away now for Connor Blair, still 2-0 Columbia. In the bottom half of the second, game five of this series, Fireflies have won the first four. And what's been a total 180. Had won just four prior games against Augusta in the first three series between these two teams. They've won the first four here. First pitch to Blair is good for a strike on the outside corner at 91. Team that is certainly trying to get off the struggle bus right now, but they've all acknowledged that this is a different Columbia team they have faced compared to the last few series they've had against them. Much more confident bunch. 0-1 pitch. Blair popped it up. In the infield near second, it'll be called for by Joshua Rivera near the second base position. He'll make the catch, and that will retire the side. So leadoff single by Brandel Mesquita gets left out there. We go to the third. It's the Fireflies 2. Green Jackets nothing on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
One Local Health System is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Nothing Columbia, top of the third. Mitchell Speltz with you on this 4th of July weekend in the CSRA. A hot one for baseball, but a great crowd on hand. Well, it's going to be a great weekend of baseball. Got another 6:05 start time tomorrow to wrap up this homestand. Augusta heads on the road to Charleston following this series here. Top of the order coming up for the Fireflies. We'll start off with Gene Ramirez, who had a leadoff home run to start this game on the second pitch. Fireflies, after this series, will return home to take on the Myrtle Beach Pelicans, the first half champs. First pitch, Ramirez shows bunt. Vargas missed way up to the backstop. One ball, no strikes. Team with the best record in minor league baseball comes to the capital city of South Carolina. We'll see if the Fireflies are able to stay hot against them. They've already won this series regardless of the outcome today and tomorrow. 1-0 pitch. Ramirez bunts one towards there. Quintero charges, and he's going to touch that ball when it would have gone foul. And then it'll be a fair ball and a bunt hit for Ramirez. Quintero was zeroed in on trying to make a bare hand play on it, and as a result, he just barely touched it. If he doesn't grab it at all, that's going to roll foul. And as a result, in what's been a tough defensive game for Geraldo Quintero, ended up being a base hit on a bunt by Gene Ramirez. Even if he plays that with a bare hand, I don't think he's getting them anyway. And that's what the dugout was kind of screaming, and Victor De Hoyos, the catcher, had a reaction to it as if he wanted to just let it go. First pitch to Vasquez is muscled foul to the right side, and it is out of play. No balls and a strike. Second hit now today for Ramirez. And Vargas still in a good spot to work around that. At the top of the order at the plate, nothing hurting so far. A throw to first. Ramirez is back standing. That's not the first time Ramirez has dropped him down this series. He has shown bunt almost consistently. At least shows it at least once. Second bunt hit he has in the series. Also had one back on Wednesday. 0-1. A check swing. Good anyway. On the outside corner, 0-2. As Vargas gets up on Vasquez, who he struck out last time. Got him on a changeup. One of three punch outs Vargas has so far. He's averaging just a little over 9 per 9 innings. About right on par. A throw to first, close play, tagged by Vasquez just a little bit late. Throw by Vargas led him right into it. Good toss nonetheless on the second pickoff throw by Vargas. Only get three of them per at-bat, so got to use them wisely, and the Green Jacket hurlers have done so this year. He's running, 0-2 pitch up and in. De Hoyos fires down to second. It's online and in time. De Hoyos guns down Gene Ramirez. Threw a strike to get him on an 0-2 pitch, a high fastball, perfect one for De Hoyos to throw on, and he put it right into the glove of Eliezel Stevens for the first out. And that's going to feel good for De Hoyos. The Fireflies, last time he started back on Wednesday, they ran on him quite a bit. Some early confidence. 1-2 pitch is up with a slider, 2-2. He's got a good throwing arm out there, and I've mentioned several times he is very active with his pitchers, his infielders, and emotion. Phil, the catcher, and that's what you want. He is very engaged the way he works with his pitchers. Has a 2-2 count to Daniel Vasquez. The toss to him is just on the outside corner. Late call by Melton, but he rings him up. And Vasquez cannot believe it. An about face for him back to the dugout, and there are two gone. Vasquez still displeased. He did not like that call at all as he took his helmet off right away. Right on the edge, he hung a breaking ball up there but just grazed the outside corner. And Vasquez goes down looking. Two gone for Carter Jensen. Green Jackets down 2-0 here in the third inning to the visiting Columbia Fireflies, who are trying to win the first five. Righty-lefty, first pitch to Jensen. Smoked back up the middle, a base hit as he barrels one past Caleb Durbin into straightaway center. Had a little shift on for him. Didn't matter, though. Got enough elevation and pull on it to get it past the leaping Green Jacket shortstop. Fourth hit of the night for Columbia extends the inning for Gary Camarillo. Jensen nearly had a home run his last time up. Barreled one up to deep right field near the warning track. Now stands at first as a two-out base runner. Vargas against Camarillo. First toss to him. A cut and a miss. 0-1. Starts him off with a hook. Back-to-back games for Camarillo in the cleanup spot. Playing in his 17th game of the year. 6-for-61. And of course had the big hit in the 10th inning last night. 0-1 pitch in the dirt, and Vargas loses his balance as he hits the deck. And time will be called as a check on him. Appears to be okay. De Hoyos will walk out and just make sure as he undertosses back to him. Had the coaches move up near the top step after that happened, but Vargas just lost his balance that time. That can always go sideways fast when you lose your balance on the mound. And he was still able to throw a pretty good pitch back to home. 1-1. Breaking ball bounced up the middle. That'll find a home in left center field. Mosqueda races to it. He'll glove it and get into the cutoff man, Caleb Durbin. And that's a two-out hit for Camarillo. Just one, got one off the end, and he's able to sneak it by everybody. Back-to-back hits, and that will extend the inning for a dangerous hitter in Enrique Valdez. And a chance for the Fireflies to make it three consecutive scoring innings. And they've been very good doing it with two outs as well in this series. As Braulio Vasquez, Victor De Hoyos, and Mike Steed all head out to the mound to chat. And Vargas still in a spot where he's just an out away from getting through the inning. He did get Valdez last time at the play on a bouncer to second. And Valdez has had a big turnaround here in the second half, getting consistent in the first, but he has had his way in a huge way here in the second half. He's 14 for 27. And Vargas is an out away from putting up his first zero. The run that came in on the second against him was unearned. 48 pitches for Vargas. 33 for strikes. The command is certainly there. No walk so far with four strikeouts. First pitch to Valdez. Buckled his knees and he hits the inside corner. As he starts him with a slider. Good location on that pitch. It's been money for him so far. As he goes through on a first pitch to a left-hander. A look to second base. 0-1. A liner foul down the first base side. It's 0-2. And Vargas in the driver's seat against the third baseman, Enrique Valdez. Four hits back on Thursday. Had three yesterday. Vargas looks to second base. The 0-2 pitch is high. He laid off of it. Tried to get him to chase the high heat. Was not feeling it, though. Let it well. Ball one, strike two. De Hoyos puts up the target, down and in. The 1-2 pitch, a little looper to center. Mesquita charging. He will get there and make the catch as he fights the sun a little bit. Almost overran it, had to stop in his tracks and watch into his glove. And that will retire the side. Columbia puts up a two-out rally, but do not score. Vargas has his first zero, and we go to the bottom of the third. 2-0 Fireflies on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. WOW. Good internet.
WOW.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Eight, nine, and one coming up for Augusta in their half of the third. Fireflies 2, Green Jackets nothing. As Ben Caderna will face Victor De Hoyos to start off the inning for the Green Jackets. Luis Vargas coming off a scoreless third inning out of the work. Had three singles in that inning, however, a caught stealing really helped out. As the first pitch to De Hoyos is smacked deep to left field. If it's fair, it's gone, but it is foul. Way down the left field side. De Hoyos knew he had the distance, had to make sure he had the accuracy, and he did not. Well struck, though. De Hoyos is one of the owners of the best game perhaps this year by an offensive player for Augusta. The 0-1 pitch to him is on the outside par. Big slider by Caderna. And the count is quickly 0-2. Had a five-hit game against the Delmarva Shorebirds. 10 total bases, including a home run as the 0-2 pitch is rolled on the ground to short. Picked up by Daniel Vasquez. He'll wind it up and throw out De Hoyos by plenty. And there is one up and one down. And now Eliezel Stevens with the bases empty. Second start for him since coming up to Augusta earlier this week on Tuesday. Two hits in his debut back in the nightcap of the doubleheader on Wednesday. No bat from the left side. First pitch to Eliezel as a swing and a miss, that one in the dirt. No balls and a strike. First opportunity for Stevens in affiliated baseball. Spent plenty of time in the Gulf Coast League team where Nestor Perez used to coach. 0-1 pitch is fouled back into the wire. 0-2. Still just 21 years of age, was signed as a 16-year-old all the way back in 2017. Kaderna has him down 0-2 with Augusta down 2-0. 0-2 pitch, a swing and a miss, gassed him up at 93, and Kaderna makes quick work of Stevens. Kaderna has retired the last five that he's faced. He's only allowed two base runners, so far just one over the minimum. And now Caleb Durbin with the bases empty. Two hits for Augusta, five for Columbia. They've manufactured two hits. First pitch to Durbin is too low. One ball, no strikes. Durbin struck out to end the game yesterday against Delvin Capion, who dealt the final four into the game for the Fireflies, as that one's in the dirt again. Two balls, no strikes. Talked about the offense plenty for the Fireflies this week and how good it's been, but the pitching has been just as good, if not better. Especially look at Luinder Avila yesterday and what he did on the mound. Didn't earn a win, but certainly pitched well enough to earn one. Elvin Capion, fantastic out of the bullpen. 2-0 pitch, a big bouncer to third. Enrique Valdez fights the sun a little bit, winds it up, and takes care of Durbin as he fires one across the diamond. Green Jackets down in order. A couple ground outs and a strikeout. We go to the fourth. 2-0 Fireflies on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Great smile. And Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jacket.
Got a phone, got a branch, got a phone. Got a branch on you. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on you.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from WOW. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit WOWWay.com. WOW. Good internet.
WOW.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to...
Third of the way home from SRP Park. Mitchell Speltz with you on this 4th of July weekend. 2-0 Columbia. As Felix Amelia will lead things off for the Fireflies against Luis Vargas, entering his fourth inning of work on the mound. 52 pitches, 38 strikes, 2 runs, 1 earned so far. First pitch to Familia, misses down and out. Starts him with a hook, and it's 1 ball, no strikes. 5 hits for the Fireflies, one of them being the home run by Gene Ramirez to start the game. 1-0 pitch, buckled his knees, but missed a little off the plate. 2 balls and no strikes. Command has been there for Luis. He has struck out 5 with no walks to this point. 2-0, a foul back right off the end for Familia. 2 balls and a strike as that one grazed De Hoyos a little bit. A little pat on the head from Familia, didn't mean to do it. Got that protective helmet. De Hoyos also uses the old school catcher's gear. The 2-1 pitch. Familia sends one in the air to right off the end and playable for Brandon Parker as he comes in, and he'll make the catch, and there is one away. Great sound to it, but just off the end, and there is one gone now for Eric Pena. Pena found his way on base a couple times yesterday with two walks. Is 0-for-3 in the game. Has always found a way to make his mark in almost every single game against Augusta. First pitch to him, misses outside. One ball, no strikes. Guy who was highly regarded as an international signing by Kansas City not too long ago. 1-0 pitch, got jammed. And flies it in the infield right behind second. Caleb Durbin, the shortstop in the shallow grass, makes the catch. And there are quickly two gone. Nargis on the verge of what could be a quick inning for him. Just what he's looking for. Has thrown just four pitches so far in the frame. And now it's Kyle Hayes. Drove in the last run for the Fireflies in the second. A double that bounced right on the chalk down the left field line. Good enough for a fair ball. RBI double. Produced an unearned run at the time. First pitch to Hayes is a little high. Starts him with the slider. One ball, no strikes. Just his second hit of the year. He's had very scarce playing time this year amongst the crowded catching group for Columbia. 1-0 pitch, foul back into the netting. One ball, one strike. See a lot of Omar Hernandez and Carter Jensen doing the catching for this Fireflies team. Hernandez is the only catcher who's off today. Good bet he'll be in there tomorrow. Series finale, 1-1 pitch, a swing and a miss. 1-2, gassed him up at 91. And Hayes is down the count, 0-2. Marcus looking for a sharp inning on the mound. Maybe his first 1-2-3 of the night. The 1-2 pitch is fly to right and foul. Just behind a fastball. We'll do it again at 1-2. Once again, Vargas looking like he's in a spot where he can conquer five innings once again, something he's done consistently now over the last month. 1-2 pitch. A ground ball to first. On a knee, it's knocked down by Vasquez. Slight bobble with plenty of time to take it to the bag and get the out. Couple pop-ups and a grounder for Luis Vargas. Gets to the fourth unscathed. 3.5 complete from SRP Park. Fireflies 2, Green Jackets nothing. On the Augusta Green Jackets Baseball Network.
To know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in six categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Cal Conley set to lead things off for the Green Jackets. They're looking to get on the board, down 2-0. Ben Kaderna, great start for the Firefly hurler. Three scoreless innings to start. Second time through the order for him as he gets Cal Conley, who reached on an infield hit last time up. That's from the left side. First pitch to Cal is pulled foul down the first base side, 0-1. Top offensive prospect on this Green Jacket bunch. Comes in as a top 20 consensus ranked prospect in the Braves system by Baseball America and MLB Pipeline. 0-1 pitch is balanced foul again down the first base side, quickly 0-2. Coming off his best month of the season, batted just under 300. Four home runs and a very impressive 19 driven in for Conley. Has 10 home runs, including two to start the game back-to-back on Wednesday. 0-2 pitch, a bouncing ball, foul once again. Right to Miles Schroeder in the first base coach's box. 0-2. And one thing Cal Conley's done very well is score runs. Finds his way on base. Great base dealer, incredible base runner. Second in the league in stole and scored runs this year. 0-2 pitch is just a bit inside. Well spotted by Caderna. Came in with a fastball right on the corner, maybe a little low. 1-2. Only Jacob Young of Fredericksburg has scored more runs than Conley's 58. 1-2. A swing and a foul. Defensive swing by Conley as he sends it back and out of play. Into the second level, 1-2. Fred Natz will be coming to SRP Park in North Augusta for the first time ever in a couple weeks on the next homestand. The two teams did not play last year. One ball, two strikes. The pitch coming home is fouled back again. Conley has fouled off five pitches in this at-bat. Count still 1-2 to him. Fred Natz came just short of the first half title in the North Division. Off to a good start. Like Columbia, they are 6-1 this half. 1-2. Conley takes one up as he backs up a little bit. 2-2. A very aggressive hitter. Not one that's going to take a lot of walks, and that's not any kind of indictment on him. He does like to go up there and swing early. Hammer good pitches at the 2-2 pitch. Is roped to right field. Going back, turning around, and making the catch is Camarillo. Kind of went for a ride out there. Hit right at him, but tried to adjust his body so he was lined up with it. Made the catch just in front of the warning track, and another hard hit out for Conley. Something he's unfortunately been accustomed to this year. Not a good swings like that, but right at opposing defenders. Not a whole lot you can do about that one. And those ones will stick. You do that consistently, you're going to have a good career. One gone now for Geraldo Quintero. Caderna deals a strike on the inside corner at 91. As Quintero falls behind in the count. 2-0 Columbia here in the bottom of the fourth inning. 0-1 is a breaking ball. Just missed the inside part. Caderna's throwing a heavy dose of sliders like his counterpart Luis Vargas today. Both have commanded them pretty well. No walks for either pitcher so far tonight. Break-even pitch is down and in. 2-1 to Geraldo Quintero. After him, just under 270. Trying to keep his role going into July. Had an OPS of 950 last month. Not of extra base hits, 14 in particular. 2-1 pitch is smacked down the right field line. That one will make its way towards the corner. It'll be cut off out there by Camarillo, but not before Geraldo Quintero slides safely into second base. And right on cue, another extra base hit for Geraldo. 18th two-bagger of the year. Camarillo cut it off right in front of the wall, but the fact of the matter is it was hit deep. Quintero very fast, ends up in scoring position for Brandel Mesquita. See if that can get Augusta going. Just knows how to use the gaps and the lines. Just five home runs, but when he can barrel them up, he knows how to find a home with them. And now Mesquita comes up as the tying run here in the fourth. Caderna's first offering is a little low as he throws the big slider. One ball, no strikes. Now Quintero on the year, 18 doubles, 7 triples, 5 homers. Has done a little bit of everything. 1-0. Mesquita hits one to right center. This one's falling fast. It'll get down. A base hit. It's juggled out there by Camarillo. Big turn by Quintero up the second with a belly flop double is Brandel Mesquita. Was thinking two the entire way. We'll see if he gets an error or a double. Regardless, he'll get a hit, and he's in scoring position for Brandon Parker. Quintero had to make sure it got down. Nestor Perez elects to hold him up at third, especially with Parker coming to the play, but now the time runs are out there for Augusta. I'd imagine that's going to be a straight double, but we'll see. John Habian coming out of the dugout, the pitching coach for Columbia. Chance for back-to-back doubles on the board, and now a shot for Augusta to crack the scoreboard. And that was hit right at Camarillo, hopped right off the edge of his glove. Now they are going to give him an error. So a single for Mesquita, no double. Nothing that hurts too bad, at least not at this juncture, as it didn't allow Quintero to score. I don't think Nestor Parrish just had a good enough read on it where he was comfortable sending him home. Especially when you got Brandon Parker coming to the play and the way he's hit the ball as of late. Certainly want to give him a shot to bring him in. Don't want to make it now at the plate when runs have been a bit of a struggle. So excellent base runners out there. Quintero at third, Mesquita at second, 2-0 Columbia, but the Green Jackets have their best threat. Infield is halfway in. Now they'll back up. They'll concede a run for an out here. Parker just looking to put it in play. 22 driven in. He's got two in scoring position. First pitch to him is bounced towards third. Quintero's coming home. Going to be a tough play. Bare hand by Caderna. No play anywhere. Quintero scores. RBI infield hit for Brandon Parker. It's 2-1. That will do. Three consecutive hits by the Green Jackets, and they're on the board. That was going to be a tough play regardless whether it was for Caderna or Enrique Valdez at third. A high chopper right off the grass. And Parker moves pretty well, and he gets to first base with no throw. And our runners at the corners. Ends up being a smart decision now. Nestor Perez not to send home Quintero. He comes in to score on that. Runners at the corners now for Braulio Vasquez. 2-1. Augusta has trimmed the deficit in half. Righty, righty. First pitch to Vasquez is hit to the right side of base. Hit into right. Mosquito will score. Parker hustling for third. The throw will come up to second. Four straight hits for Augusta, and we are tied at two. Just got that one by Brandon Parker. That one nearly hit him, and if it did, it would have been a dead ball. And he never stopped running after that. Reaccelerated, got the third standing up. Two doubles, two singles all in a row against Ben Caderna. And the Green Jackets now threatening to take the lead. Just threw the bat head at it and snuck it right through the right side. Three of those hits coming to right field. Now we'll see if Connor Blair can keep the line going against Caderna. They've gotten better swings against them. Second time through the order. 2-2 game with one out here in the inning. First pitch to Blair is down and out with a slider. One ball, no strikes. Four hits in the inning for Augusta. They are now out hitting Columbia here in the fourth, 6-5. That's Connor Blair, who had a couple home runs last week in Fayetteville, looking for another RBI here. Had one back on Wednesday. Vasquez is running for second. They're going to look to his way. Vasquez is in a rundown. See if Parker tries and scores. Vasquez still in a rundown. Here comes Parker. Here comes the throw, and he is out at home. Perfectly played by Columbia. Vasquez does end up at second. I'm not sure if that was by design to get into a rundown. You could tell Vasquez wanted to steal. He gets the second. Parker, I think, played that as well as he could. Once you send that runner for home, the play for the infield is to go get him. And they cut him down. Perfect throw. Now the first baseman, Felix Familia. Great tag by Hayes in blocking off Parker. Vasquez did move to second. But now two gone in the inning with a 1-0 count to Connor Blair. And the 1-0 pitch. A grounder to short. This will be played by Daniel Vasquez. Looks back. Braulio Vasquez and throws out Blair to end the inning. Green Jackets, though, with four straight hits, tie the game up at two. Brandel Mesquita and Geraldo Quintero both come in. And to the fifth we go. A new game, 2-2 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Only one local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Green Jackets tie the game at the bottom of the fourth. RBI infield hit by Brandon Parker, and a base hit by Braulio Vasquez brings home run number two. All evened up here in the top of the fifth inning. Luis Vargas against Joshua Rivera, the nine-hitter. First pitch from Vargas. A bunt hit attempt is missed by Rivera and has moved down to first. Nothing and one to the right-handed hitter. Got to push one down the line, but unable to even it up. No balls and a strike. The pitch from Luis Vargas is grounded down the third base side. That hits the bag and rolls down into the corner. Tracking it down is Blair. He gets deep in there to dig it up with his bare hand into second base. Goes Rivera. Second two-bagger of the game for Columbia. They've also got one on an error today. As Rivera just hit one off the back of the bag. Slowed it down a little bit. Didn't change the direction of it much. Ends up at second base. And the go-ahead run is out there for the top of the order now in Gene Ramirez. Had Quintero playing in a little bit after that previous bunt attempt. Ended up working the advantage of Rivera. Hits are now even at six apiece as we're tied at two. As Vargas faces the left-handed hitting Gene Ramirez, he shows bunt and pushes one towards first. Braulio Vasquez has it, loses his balance, and he will tag out Ramirez as he beats him to first. Braulio needed every bit of his speed there. He's plus-plus with the way he can run, and he needed every bit of it to catch up to Ramirez, who can also fly. It'll go down as a sack bunt as Rivera did move to third. Another bunt try by Ramirez. Not going to get the hit, but he does make something happen there. And Braulio Vasquez knew exactly what he had to do as soon as he picked that up. So just like that, Rivera's at third. Daniel Vasquez, the batter. First pitch to him is knee-high, then called a strike. Vargas gets up on him with a fastball. Met a big batter here for Vargas. He has struck out Daniel Vasquez twice looking. A couple called third strikes on the outside corner. The Hoyos puts up the target. 0-1 pitch. A big bouncer in the infield. This is going to get past everybody and into center. In the score is Rivera, and that's a base hit and an RBI for Daniel Vasquez. Now the infield playing in, and as a result, they bounce that right over Caleb Durbin near short. If they're playing back, they might have a play on that, but regardless, the run would have scored. RBI for Vasquez, and Columbia in three batters is right back on top here in the fifth inning. They put up a ton of good at-bats this week. That's a good example of one right there. And now Vargas looking for a double play ball. 3-2 Columbia. Two hits in the inning. First pitch to Jensen. A mighty cut, but a foul back into the wire. No balls and a strike. Jensen smoked a single back up the middle last time up in the third. As Augusta trails currently 3-2 at about the halfway point of this one. Vargas look in and fires the pitch. And he missed a little off the plate. One ball, one strike. Jensen batting just a .184 this year. Got a guy, as we've seen this series and really throughout the season, he can really barrel him up. 1-1. Hits with a fastball at 91. Two balls and a strike. Pitch number 70 for Luis Vargas. Bullpen quiet. Most likely his last hit unless he's able to work through this one quickly. Perhaps get a double play ball. Green Jackets are shaded that way up the middle. 2-1 pitch. Jensen popped it up. Foul ground right behind home near the dugout. Victor De Hoyos will run out of room by about four rows. Bounces back up the stairwell. Two balls and two strikes to Carter Jensen. Third round pick by Kansas City last year. He's on his way to LSU before he was picked by Kansas City. Same thing with his pitcher, Ben Coderna. Picked one round earlier. Another guy who was set to go to Louisiana State that is building up a heck of a team right now through the transfer portal. And if I have it right, those two guys were set to be roommates before they were drafted. 2-2 pitch, a big cut and a miss. He struck him out with a slider. Dropped him right in on him, and Jensen could not time it up. And they are two away. Fifth strikeout now for Luis Vargas. Gary Camarillo up in a 3-2 lead for Columbia. Here on this 4th of July weekend, sun's starting to set. Feeling pretty nice outside. First pitch is just off the outside. To the right-handed hitting Camarillo. 1-for-2 in the game. Singled his last time up in the third. Firefly singled three times in the third, but did not score a run. 1-0. A swing and a miss. Big fastball by him, and Vargas evens up the count. Daniel Vasquez standing over at first. He singled in Joshua Rivera, who led off the inning with a double to put Columbia back on top. 1-1 pitch. Foul back our direction. Out of play. Sails over the press box. One ball and two strikes. Camarillo called back to the Columbia Fireflies after the injury to David Holly back on Wednesday. Got injured in the second game of the doubleheader after Holly hit two home runs in the first game. Got hurt running to second on a double and went on the injured list the next day. Certainly hope the best for him. He looks like a fine young player, especially with his big bat. Hit a couple long home runs here. 1-2. A wave and a miss. Chase from the dirt. The Hoyos can't find it. Vargas will track it down in front of home. He'll fire to first, and that's an unconventional way to complete a strikeout. De Hoyos hit it right off his chest. He couldn't find it, but Vargas knew exactly where it was. And he fires down to Braulio Vasquez to complete the strikeout. 2K's inning for Vargas. He picks up his catcher, and we go to the bottom of the fifth. Halfway home from SRP Park. Green Jackets back down a run. 3-2 Fireflies on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
One local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Looking for a great rate
on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Back on top, 3-2, bottom of the fifth inning from SRP Park. Pitch and change has been made for the Fireflies as Victor De Hoyos comes up. Left-hander Ryan Hennin takes the mound for the Fireflies. Left-hander from Cold Spring, Minnesota. He'll take over on the mound to face the 8-9 in one part of the order. Day is done for starter Ben Coderna. Green Jackets knocked him around a little bit in the fourth, but still a good outing for him. First pitch to De Hoyos is downstairs. 4-1, one ball, no strikes. Seventh appearance for Hennin. He's 1-1 on the year. Pitched against the Green Jackets back on Thursday night. Through inning in the third, scoreless. Struck out three of the four that he faced. The 1-0 pitch to De Hoyos is lined to short. It's past the side glove of the shortstop, Vasquez, and into left. Never got it in front of the ball. Tried to play it off to the side, and he barely touched it right off the tip of it. And that'll be a hit for now for De Hoyos. We'll see how it's scored. Could see that one being an error, perhaps. It was right at him, but never got in front of it. Tried to play it off to the side, and it cost him. So now Eliezel Stevens with De Hoyos at first. First pitch to the left-hander is just a bit down, maybe in. 1-1, no strikes. Stevens struck out in his first at-bat and three pitches against Coderna. They have given that last play an error on Daniel Vasquez, so an E6. Second today for Columbia. 1-0 pitch is low, 2-0. Three combined errors today, two for Columbia, one for Augusta. Good hitters count for Stevens as he faces the left-hander, trying to set the table for the top of the order. 2-0 pitch. A swing and a miss. Got a piece of it as it was secured by the catcher and Kyle Hayes. 2-1. Nobody warming up in the bullpen for Augusta. Early indication is Luis Vargas will start the next half inning for the Green Jackets as he's just over 70 pitches. The 2-1. A check swing. It's good anyway on the inside corner. Got a little clutch from Stevens. 2-2. Trying to find a way at the bare minimum to get De Hoyos to second base with the Green Jackets trailing 3-2. The 2-2 pitch. Stevens rolls one to the right side. That'll get into right field. The base hit. De Hoyos charges around second. He will hold up there. Throw will come to the cutoff man in the infield to Vasquez. De Hoyos gets back. And back-to-back base runners for Augusta. An error and a base hit by Eliezel Stevens puts Augusta in business with the top of the order. Now for an opportunity for Augusta to snatch that lead back and maybe put themselves in front for the first time. It's Caleb Durbin now. Man might be due for an RBI here. He leads the club with 42 of them, top 10 in the league, along with 5 home runs for the dynamic leadoff man. An excellent find from Division III, Washington St. Louis University. De Hoyos at second, Stevens at first. The opening pitch to Durbin is up and away with a breaking ball. Augie getting the crowd pumped up, the mascot for the Green Jackets. What is a lively and full crowd here tonight. Expected to be tomorrow as well. 1-0 pitch. Durbin shoots one to left. This one's going to fall in for a hit. Playing it on a hop is Ramirez. He'll get it back to the infield, and the bases are loaded with nobody out for Cal Conley. A sharp single to left. De Hoyos and Stevens had to make sure it got down first. And with nobody out, they're not going to have a chance making the first out at home. And a crooked number inning in the works here for Augusta. As Cal Conley comes to the plate. He'll turn around to Baz, a right-hander, for the first time today. Green Jackets now back on top of the hit column, 8-7. First pitch to Cal, a wave and a miss. Chased one down and out. Nothing in one to the Green Jacket DH today. Had 2 home runs off Frank Mazzucato, the starter, back in the first game on Wednesday as part of the doubleheader. Has been more consistent as a lefty. He's more natural side, but he's hit the ball for more power as a right-hander. 6 of his home runs have come from the right side. 0-1. Breaking ball up and away. 1-1. Most switch hitters prefer to hit as left-handers because they get more bats over there. Most of the time you're going to face right-handed pitching. Sometimes it's the inverse, though. You start off as a right-hander growing up, and then you try the left side. Everyone's got a different story to it. 1-1. Break-even pitch, a swing and a miss into the mitt of the catcher. And Kyle Hayes, 1-2. Henin looking for a strikeout here. We'll give him an avenue to get through this inning with a double play ball. Geraldo Quintero due next. Green Jackets down 3-2, but they're loaded with nobody out. 1-2 pitch. Conley, a wave and a miss. Buried a breaking ball on him, and he got him on 4 pitches. A key first out for Ryan Henin. Now a double play. Could get him out of a major jam here. But you got Geraldo Quintero coming up. Another guy who's going to bat as a right-hander. And Firefly's bullpen has locked down Augusta pretty much all week here. The starters have been good as well. And Augusta's really been able, not been able to get anything going against this bullpen. Has worked effectively for Columbia. First pitch to Quintero's outside, 1-0. Pitching staff that really struggled in the early going, but now great defense has picked up for him. Throwing a lot of strikes, getting a lot of outs. The 1-0 pitch. Quintero fouled one back with a good cut. Right on it as he sends it back into the wire. 1-1. Drop one to the outfield. Have a shot here to take the lead. With Stevens running at second. De Hoyos is at third. The far trail runner is Caleb Durbin. He is very fast. Anything down the line or in the gaps could clear him. A break-even pitch. A swing on the right side. Right drive that is caught by the first baseman, Familia. He'll tag first, and the inning is over. Base is loaded. Nobody out, and the Green Jackets end it with a tough luck double play. Nothing Durbin could do on that one. The liner right at Familia, and he beat Durbin back to the bag, and the Green Jackets are turned back in a tough way in the fifth. It remains 3-2 Columbia. We head to the sixth on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together, securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
Green Jackets unable to catch a break in the bottom half of the fifth. Load up the bases with nobody out, but a strikeout and a tough luck liner to first results in a double play, and the inning ends just like that with nobody scoring. As a result, Columbia holds the lead 3-2. Luis Vargas will start the sixth inning at 76 pitches for Augusta. Mitchell Speltz back with you from SRP Park. Green Jackets continue to battle down by a run. First pitch to Enrique Valdez, down and in, swung through though, and 0-1. Starts him off with that slider, which has been money for him today. Bodies down that bullpen for Augusta. Vargas gets into trouble. 0-1 pitch, backdoor one, and hits it as he works the outside part to the lefty Valdez. 0-2. Floated a changeup out there this time. 0-2. A swing and a miss. He got him on 3 pitches. Nothing but the off speed and the slider, and that at bat for Vargas, and he takes care of Valdez, who's now 0-3 today. And there is one away for Felix Familia, who was on the receiving end of that double play to end last inning. A line drive right off the bat of Quintero to him. And with Durbin getting to secondary, no chance for him to get back. Resulted in a momentum-killing double play. First pitch to Familia, down away, 1-0. If Familia is able to get through this inning, he's in on the right track here to earn his first quality start of the year. Has only pitched 6 innings one other time. That was against Kannapolis, and that was the last game he lost, a matter of fact, but threw well in that game. 1-0 pitch, broken bat, liner right side, track down on the dive by Stevens. He gets up, fires the first, and gets the play. Eliel Stevens flashes the leather and gets the out of Felix Familia at first base. Had a long way to go to get there, but nice diving effort in the outfield. Two gone in the inning for Eric Pena. Chance for Vargas now to get through the inning. 3 batters. First pitch to Pena. Swing and a miss. 0-1. Pena 0-2 today. Vargas just north of 80 pitches. As the 0-1 is down and out. 1-1. A break-even pitch. A check swing. That one's good on the outside corner. Bell high. 1-2. Right-hander getting loose in the bullpen for Augusta. Vargas trying to get through the sixth. The 1-2 offering is up and away. 2 balls and 2 strikes. Got Rob Griswold getting loose down there for Augusta. Two-two pitch. A ground ball right to Eliezel Stevens at second. He'll collect, flip, and end the inning. Up they go, down they go, and 3 batters. We go to the bottom of the sixth. 6 strong innings for Vargas. Green Jackets need a run, though. Down 3-2 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
SRP is your local credit union, serving our community for over 60 years while implementing the credit union philosophy of people helping people.
Crawford Orthodontics is here to help you, Green Jackets fans.
Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jackets.
AU Health offers the most advanced medical care in the region. That claim is backed up every day through our commitment as an academic medical center, through our dedication at the Children's Hospital of Georgia, and our determination at the Georgia Cancer Center. No other health system offers the depth of services that AU Health has. We're caregivers, teachers, and game changers dedicated to making the world a healthier place. Starting with you, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Having a choice is awesome, because even if you choose something bad, you can just switch to something else. Like switching from bad internet to good internet from Wow. Internet 100 has it all. It's extra reliable, super fast, and just $24.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get a year of HBO Max included and $300 on us when you visit Huawei.com. Wow. Good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new internet customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
Mitchell Speltz with you, bottom of the sixth inning. Green Jackets down a run at 3-2. Lefty on righty, first pitch to Brandel Mesquita is right in there for a strike from lefty Ryan Hennen. Six fantastic innings for Luis Vargas. Likely done after that as he's about 85 pitches right now. That'd be his first quality start if everything holds up. Green Jackets still looking to pick him up, though, as Mesquita swings through a breaking ball. No balls and two strikes. Now Brandon Parker and Braulio Vasquez, the next two. This was the part of the order that got things going in the fourth. 0-2 pitch, bounce foul down the third base side. And it's 0-2. Mesquita has reached both times today, a pair of singles. Advanced to second on his last hit on an error by the outfielder, Gary Camarillo in right. Straight up defense for Columbia. Defense that doesn't shift a whole lot. Haven't done so this week. No balls and two strikes. The pitch home is up and away. One ball and two strikes. Mesquita's average now sitting below 300 at 299. Has been over that 300 mark for most of the season. The young 20-year-old outfielder from the Dominican Republic. 1-2 pitch is down low and away. Two balls and two strikes. Trying to put himself on at the tie for a pair of guys who picked up RBIs their last time up. Two-two pitch. A deep drive to right field. Backing up is Camarillo, but he'll have room as he makes the catch just in front of the warning track. A well-struck first out of the inning as Mesquita is retired. One up and one down for Brandon Parker. Now Brandon Parker up there with the bases empty and one out. Ryan Hendon threw a scoreless fifth thanks to that big double play ball. Looking for back-to-back scoreless frames here. First pitch to Parker, a big wave and a miss. No balls and a strike. Parker an infield single last time up. Brought home Geraldo Quintero and got Augusta on the board in the fourth inning. The 0-1, a swing and a high fly ball to right, but once again playable for Gary Camarillo, who comes in, makes the catch, and there are two gone. Two-way now for Vasquez. Very fast base runner. Would love to get him on this spot. A guy who can certainly come around. Put himself into scoring position facing Henning with two outs. First pitch to Braulio is a slow roller up the middle right behind the bag to play it, though. It is the second baseman Rivera, and that'll do it for Augusta just like that in the bottom of the sixth inning. 1-2-3 for Henning. Clean sixth inning for him. To the seventh we go. Green Jackets remain down a run. 3-2 on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Got a branch, got a phone, got a branch on ya. Good things are happening at SRP.
24/7 access to your checking and savings accounts, mobile deposits, free bill pay, loan applications, and more. Join and become a member now. Your branch is waiting for you at srpfcu.org. That's srpfcu.org.
Federally insured by NCUA.
Got a branch on ya.
Today in Augusta, the lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at augustahealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University. Advancing the power of you.
Griswold takes over for Augusta in the top of the seventh. It remains 3-2 Columbia. Green Jackets go down in order. In the last half inning, Luis Vargas' day is done. More on him in just a second. As Griswold is on for his team-high 22nd appearance of the year. 3-2 record, 4.11 ERA for him in 30 innings of work. He'll come in and face Kyle Hayes, Joshua Rivera, and Gene Ramirez in the Columbia half of the seventh. Ready on ready. First pitch coming is way outside with a breaking ball from Griswold. One ball, no strikes. Fantastic night for Luis Vargas. Perhaps his best start of the season. Second time he's gone six innings. That'll be his first quality start of the season. 1-0 pitch is just off the outside corner, but called a strike. One ball, one strike. Hayes a double in the second inning. Tied the game at two. I should say put them up 2-0, I beg your pardon. 1-1 pitch is a slow-moving breaking ball that hits the outside corner. Not a hard thrower is Griswold. At that side-winding deception is what's made him so good. Gets a lot of weak contact. 1-2 pitch, a soft little floater coming in towards right. Parker charges in. It's going to drop in front of him. Four base hit. It's a two-hit game for Kyle Hayes. Just able to throw the bat head at it, and Parker, who had a great jump on it, just not able to get there. Leadoff man on for Joshua Rivera. Big insurance run standing out there for the Fireflies. Griswold, the guy who can certainly get a double play ball, looking for one here. First pitch coming to Rivera, bounced over the middle. Could be two. Stevens has it, flips it on to Durbin. Relay throw to first is there for the double play. Right on cue, 4-6-3, and there are two gone in the Columbia seventh. That's a good heads-up play by Stevens. He was close enough to the bag where he might try to tag out the runner coming at him in Hayes or try and touch second himself. And even on the short distance throw, laid it off for Durbin, who put it right on the money, and there are two gone. Griswold looking for a 1-2-3 inning here in the seventh. First pitch coming is good. Four strike to Ramirez, 0-1. Final line today for Luis Vargas, six innings, seven hits, three runs. Two of them were earned. Seven strikeouts, no walks. Currently on the hook for the loss, however. Green Jackets trying to help him out. 0-1. A big bouncer towards first. We play by the second baseman, Eliezel Stevens. He'll fire on to first and get the out there. Griswold, a pair of ground balls, gets a double play in and out from Ramirez to get through the seventh, and we stretch here from SRP Park. Still 3-2 Columbia on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Looking for a great rate on an auto loan? Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has that covered. Great rate on an RV, boat, motorcycle, or a mortgage?
Yeah, SRP Federal Credit Union has great rates on those, too. But did you know SRP also has great rates on credit cards? And not just great rates, but perks, too. Whether you're wanting a traditional credit card with the lowest rates, or a rewards or signature credit card that will earn you points, SRP Federal Credit Union has what you are looking for. Visit a branch or apply online today at srpfcu.org. Good things are happening at SRP. All loans subject to approval and rate may vary depending on individual's credit history and other factors. Programs, rates, terms, and conditions subject to change without notice. Membership required. For information on our credit card points and rewards program, visit srpfcu.org. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Housing Lender. NMLS number 612441.
Good things are happening at SRP.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks, bringing IT together.
TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com. TaxSlayer wants to know, how will you spend your big tax refund? Take a trip? Bank it? Get that big flat screen TV? Whatever your plans, how about a bigger refund to spend? That's where TaxSlayer comes in. Yes, the American Online Tax Satisfaction Survey gave TaxSlayer the highest rating in 6 categories, including for maximum refund. That means more money in your pocket. Come on, your refund is waiting. Become a TaxSlayer today. See why TaxSlayer is highest rated and get started on maxing your refund now at TaxSlayer.com.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider of the Augusta Green Jackets. Call the Augusta IT guys today for your free cybersecurity assessment. Premier Networks.
Jackets remain down by a run, 3-2. Rob Griswold able to get through the Fireflies in just 3 batters, the minimum, last half inning. Now the offense trying to figure out the bullpen for Columbia as Ryan Hennon heads back to the mound to face Connor Blair. Bottom third due up for Augusta in a 3-2 game. Hits are even at 8 apiece. First pitch to Connor, got him way out in front of a slow-moving breaking ball. Nothing in one. Blair is 0-2 today. Last 5 Green Jackets, or last 6, check that, have been retired in order. 0-1 pitch. Blair had a big cut, but a foul back into the netting. Nothing in 2. Bottom part of the order trying to start something up for Augusta. They had that going back in the 5th inning before they loaded the bases, but that key double play ball on a tough luck shot off the bat of Geraldo Quintero really looking like the key play in this game right now. As Augusta looks to win their first game of the series. 1-1 Or no balls, 2 strikes, I beg your pardon, as the pitch is low. 1-2 strikes now. 4 home runs for Blair, driven in 12. Second-year Green Jacket player, was a member of the squad last year as well. 1-2. It's low and in the dirt. Good take by Blair. Another good breaking ball by Ryan Hennon. I'm from Cold Spring, Minnesota. That's near the St. Cloud area. Up in the northern part of the state. 2-2. Lefty kicks and throws. A breaking ball ripped to left field. A base hit for Connor Blair. Strikes the bat head right on top of it. Leadoff man and tying runner on to start the inning for Augusta. The 7th batter in the order getting things started now. It'll be Victor De Hoyos. Tying run aboard at first. Decent lead for Blair off of first. DeHoyos reached on error last time up, as time is called by the catcher for Columbia, Kyle Hayes. Wants his pitcher to reset. DeHoyos trying to find a way to get Blair into scoring position. Hit one right at Daniel Vasquez last time. That went right by him as the first pitch is in the dirt. Good block by Hayes. Keeps it right in front of him. No chance for Blair to advance. Nothing's gotten by Hayes today. Garden home. First start for him. Kenan, like his bullpen mate in the other side, Rob Griswell, who got a double play last half inning. Looking to create one himself here. One ball, no strike. A check over to first. The 1-0 pitch is up. A pump of a throw down to first base by Hayes. Eats it up, and the count is 2-0 now to DeHoyos. Eliezel Stevens waiting next for the Green Jackets. Down 3-2. They now own the hit column 9-8. They're looking for a big swing of some sort. 2-0 pitch. DeHoyos sends one straightaway center. On the run, Pena looks up and makes the over-the-shoulder catch. Just had a good enough jump on it. Blair forced to retreat as DeHoyos just missed one as Pena ran it down. Was playing shallow out there and made up a lot of ground fast. Just able to line it up and make the catch. And now it's Eliezel Stevens. Double play now could get the Fireflies through the inning as they continue to cling to a 3-2 lead. They have not trailed at any point today. Green Jackets tied them up at two apiece in the bottom of the fourth. And that inning in the fifth had some big opportunities, but just the two runs across. First pitch to Stevens is down and in. Well spotted, though, by Hennin. One ball, no strikes. Stevens now three hits in the series after his last one. Got it through the right side of the infield. 1-0 pitch. Stevens, a big bouncer. That's going to be played by Familiar. He's going to go second out there. Return throw to the pitcher is going to be late. And Stevens will leg it out to keep the inning going. A little bit of a risky play there for Familiar, but put a good throw. Blair's still standing at second base. He thinks he's safe, but he's out. I don't think he ever saw the sign. He thought maybe Vasquez pulled his foot. And Blair is out. Wipes off the lead man. Stevens takes over him at first base. And now it's Caleb Durbin. Prior to Blair's hit to start this inning, Durbin had the last hit for Augusta. And that's when that big inning was in the works, but did not come to fruition. And then the look over to first. First pitch to Durbin is yanked foul. Look out as that one hops into the seating area. Well struck by Durbin, just a little out in front. Durbin 1-for-3 in the game. He's hit it twice to the first baseman, Felix Familia. Last time sent one to the left. No balls and a strike. Hennin set. Decent lead for Stevens off of first. The 0-1 pitch, a number foul. Just to the right side of home as it rolls near the on-deck area in the dugout for the Fireflies, and it's 0-2. Kennan's a guy who's gone multiple innings on several occasions for the Fireflies. He's gone two-plus innings in four of his six appearances. Has at least gotten four outs each time he's taken the mound out of the pen. 0-2 pitch, half swing. Did he go? An appeal down to first. No, says Chad Patterson. Just able to hold up. One that maybe could have gone either way. Home ball and two strikes. Stevens a two-step lead off of first. The 1-2 pitch is in the dirt. Blocked by Hayes as he laid off a breaking ball. 2-2. Going a lot of spinners to Caleb Durbin, these Green Jacket hitters, upon his entrance. Durbin looking for a mistake, trying to see if he'll hang one. Straight-up defense for Columbia. Widest gap is in left center if he can strike it there. 2-2. Durbin hits one down the third base side. That's a foul ball just behind the bag. Scooped up by Enrique Valdez. Maybe a foot foul. We'll try it again. Two balls and two strikes. Green Jackets leader in RBIs with 42 of them and has impressed a lot of people considering he does it consistently from the leadoff spot. Another guy who gets on, scores a bunch. Team leader in stolen bases, has done a little bit of everything. 2-2 again. A wave and a foul just chopped it off the dirt. A defensive cut on another breaking ball from Hennon. Remains 2-2. A 2-2 pitch. A grounder up the middle. Vasquez moves over. He'll scoop and flip the second to get the force of Stevens, and that will retire the side. Green Jackets get a leadoff hit, but nothing comes of it as we go to the eighth inning now. It remains 3-2 Columbia on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good internet is everything, so get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing, subject to change, terms apply.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted healthcare partners.
Columbia. Mitchell Spouts with you, top of the eighth inning from SRP Park. Green Jackets, who have been behind all game, trying to fight their way back. They've had great pitching today. Luis Vargas, a quality start for him. Rob Griswold, a scoreless top of the seventh inning. He gets the eighth. He'll face the 2, 3, and 4 batters for Columbia, starting with Daniel Vasquez. First pitch, tap foul, and it's 0-1. Vasquez 1-for-3 today. Struck out a couple times against Luis Vargas. Got a single on him. That produced right now the difference-making run. That scored back in the fifth inning. That got home Joshua Rivera. 0-1 pitch is off the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Vasquez, Jensen, Camarillo due up for Tony Pena's crew. Trying to win the first five games of this series. Clinging home by a run. 1-1 pitch floats outside. As he threw him a slider at 77, two balls and a strike. Former reliever of the year in the Northeastern Conference, Rob Griswold, coming from Long Island University. 2-1 pitch, that dots the eye on the outside corner. Comes back with a fastball, two balls and two strikes. Normal depth defensively, everybody back in the infield against Vasquez. 2-2 pitch, will catch the outside corner and lock up Vasquez, his third strikeout of the game. They go right to that outside part. Vasquez cannot believe it. All three times he has struck out some pitches right on that outside corner. Elliot Melton's giving that corner to both Vargas and Griswold. As he picks up the K there, one away for Carter Jensen. Bases remain empty. The man's been there for Griswold. Coming off a bit of a tough outing last time in the second game of the doubleheader on Wednesday as the first pitch is outside. And it's 1-0. Got knocked around a little bit, gave up three runs, threw over 30 pitches, and then was ejected from the ballgame on his way out. Wasn't going to come back in anyway, but showed his frustration as there's a strike on the inside part, 1-1. Thought maybe he maybe got squeezed out a little bit by some calls, but sometimes it just kind of boils up on you when it's been that kind of night and that day as well, as Jensen taps one off himself. Hits his front leg, and it's 1-2. And the Green Jackets looking for any kind of slump buster here to get through this game and perhaps find a way to win. Longest home losing streak this year is 4 games. That was against the Pelicans back at the end of May. If Columbia holds on here, they'll set a new tough luck for Augusta as the 1-2 is just outside 2-2. They've lost 4 straight in this series. And overall, Augusta has lost 6 in a row at home. Going back to their last series against Charleston, 2-2 pitches outside, and it's 3-2. Now currently on that longest home losing streak, but trying to avoid their longest in a single series. Jensen's come back to fill up the count, 3 balls and 2 strikes. Griswold comes back, 3-2 pitch lifted to left center field, moving over Connor Blair. He's there as he'll reach up and make the catch. And there are two gone. Hung up just long enough for Blair to track that one in the alley. They had the shift on for him. Left that gap somewhat vacant, but he's able to run it down. 2 away now for Gary Camarillo. Fireflies 3, Green Jackets 2. Already on righty, Griswold's first pitch to Camarillo is served up into left center, moving over Blair. Mesquita's there as well, but it'll be Connor Blair. Same spot, makes the catch. And Griswold has thrown 2 scoreless innings. Has faced the minimum of 6. And now the Green Jacket offense trying to provide a spark here, down 3-2 as we go to the bottom of the 8th on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
One local health system is bringing the medicine of tomorrow to our local community today. AU Health has the advantage of being the only academic medical center in our community. For you, that means access to the latest treatments and technology to get you and your loved ones the care you deserve. Whether it's at AU Medical Center, Georgia Cancer Center, Children's Hospital of Georgia, or our dozens of clinics and centers around the CSRA, AU Health is your trusted healthcare partner.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Premier Networks provides cyber technology and IT solutions for your business. Headquartered in the new state-of-the-art Cyber Technology Center in Augusta, Georgia, the Augusta IT guys are bringing IT together. Securing, connecting, defending, managing. Premier Networks is your local, trusted, and official IT provider.
Still, Green Jackets have the middle of their order coming up against Ryan Henning. Cal Conley starts things off for Augusta. First pitch to Cal. He had a big cut, but he missed. Dropped the changeup on him, 0-1. It's been a heavy, steady of off-speed breaking pitches for the left-hander. Now through the 7th and 4 batters, put the Green Jackets down in order in the 6th. 0-1. Conley serves one foul to the right side, out of play. 0-2. Now goes into defense mode. Henning took on some early traffic in the 5th inning, allowed nothing, getting through a bases loaded jam with nobody out. Has been rock solid on the mound ever since. 0-2, Conley a wave and a miss. He strikes out on 3 pitches, back-to-back at-bats. Henning has punched him out, and there is 1 away. Just unable to time up those breaking balls, and now it's Geraldo Quintero. Still got a very full and energetic crowd. Augusta trying to provide a comeback effort for him. Nothing but close games, really, for the exception of the second game of the doubleheader. Every other game has been decided by a run. 2 of the 3 of those games in extra innings as the first pitch to Quintero bounces in the dirt. Third baseman for Augusta up early, 1-0. Had a missile right at Felix Familia back in the 5th inning. That was the source of that double play ball that wiped out Augusta's monumental threat. 1 ball, no strikes. The pitch is outside. 2 balls, no strikes. Quintero picked up his 17th double of the season back in the 4th. He's got 1 of the 2 runs scored. Another guy who's been scoring a lot as of late for Augusta. He scored 51 runs. 2-0 pitch. That one is on the outside corner. Quintero does not believe it. Called a strike by Elliot Melton. That's a pitch that the Green Jackets have taken advantage of. Quintero not a big fan of it. Now we saw Griswold and the starter Luis Vargas throw there quite a bit. 2-1 is outside. Hayes tried to bring it back in but missed. 3-1. The first three men reached against Hennin back in his first in the fifth. Since that point, only one man has gotten aboard. Quintero trying to make it 2. 3-1. A swing and a foul that goes off the mask and I think off the protector at the chest of Hayes in a little bit of pain, but Elliot Melton will give him an extra second. I think he was wincing a little bit. Ball 3, strike 2. Full count coming up for Ryan Hennin against Quintero. He's fired 50 pitches out of the pen. Bullpen quiet. This is all Hennin currently for Columbia. He's earned that right. 3-2. A swing and a line drive deep left center. Eric Pena is there. And he'll make the catch. And there are two outs. Hit it hard, but right in the direction of the Firefly center fielder. Two-way now for Brandel Mesquita. As the Green Jackets are running out of time here. And what has been a fast-moving game. Now 2 hours old, and we're in the bottom of the eighth inning. A pitcher's duel that right now is being separated by perhaps an unearned run. First pitch to Mesquita is low and in the dirt. One ball, no strikes. A leadoff home run by Gene Ramirez to start the game. Then a double by Kyle Hayes brought in that aforementioned unearned run. Right now it is looming large here. 1-0 pitch. Mesquita takes a ball down and in. Didn't miss by much. 2-0. Green Jackets got two in the bottom of the fourth to tie it. Quintero and Mesquita scored on RBIs by Parker and Vasquez. And then it was Daniel Vasquez who broke the tie with a single. A 2-0 pitch, a monster cut by Mesquita. He fouls it off Hayes, who's going to feel that one. Deflected off his wrist area on his glove's hide, and now he is in some pain. He's taking a beating this inning. Now Mesquita trying to contain those emotions a little bit. It's tough, too, in a spot like this. He's a big swinger up there. Makes a lot of good contact when he can put the ball in play. And average on balls in play for him are near 400. The 2-1 pitch. Mesquita bouncer right back towards the mound. This is going to get over Hennin and become a tough play, and he'll beat it out. Almost no shot once that got over Ryan Hennin, who was unable to make the play. No chance for Joshua Rivera. Two-out hit for Mesquita keeps the inning going for Brandon Parker. See if Augusta can take advantage of that. Any way you can get him. It was Parker who had an infield hit back in the fourth inning that manufactured the first run. Sometimes they don't have to be the hardest hit ones, but ones that are hit hard can result in outs, and we've seen that a few times over the last few innings. First pitch to Parker is up and in. Benson back a little bit. One ball, no strikes. Parker's a guy who certainly has the power here that can get one out of here. Catapult Augusta in front. But he'd love to just send one to the gap and get Mesquita home. 1-0. Parker fouls one back. Now to play to our left. Pinballs all around the second deck. That one's still bouncing around. Now someone's got it. One ball, one strike. Mesquita the runner at first, being held on by the lefty. Hennin doesn't have a huge lead. The break-even pitch. Parker sends it in the air, foul right side. Now down the count, 1-2. Abraulio Vasquez looming next. Augusta trailing 3-2. They've been out-hit in every game of this series. Not the case tonight, but they still trail on the scoreboard 3-2. In the makings of another close one, that Columbia right now is holding on to a lead. One ball, two strikes, the pitch. Parker sends one to left on a line right at Gene Ramirez. It has been that kind of night for the Green Jackets. And that kind of week, perhaps. Parker hits one dead red, but right at the left fielder for Columbia, and the inning is over. We go to the ninth inning. It's 3-2 Columbia on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
From SRP Park, we're moving right along on this Saturday night in the CSRA. 3-2 Columbia. Rob Griswold's going to have his third inning of work as the Green Jackets look to keep the deficit at one. They have not led in this game. Columbia threatening to take the first five games of this series. Augusta is going to spot once again where they look to walk things off. Enter a tough spot, down by a run. First pitch to Valdez is up and in. One ball, no strikes. Valdez, who's been a Green Jacket killer in this series, has been kept quiet. He's 0-3 tonight. 1-0 pitch. That one's in there. Slinged in at 85 from Griswold. One ball, one strike. Couple of balls right at defenders for Augusta. Also struck out his last time up against Griswold as he bounces one foul. Had a big cut at one. Down the first base side, 1-2. Green Jackets will have Vasquez, Blair, De Hoyos due up for the ninth. Right now down by a run. 1-2 pitch, half swing. He went around. Valdez unable to hold back. Got a fastball away from him. Did not get a good read, and Griswold has another strikeout. One away in the inning for Felix Familia. And we'll see if the Green Jackets maybe perhaps think about using their bench. They do have a lot of ammunition on there. Stephen Pollini, Caden Mort, Mekhi Backstrom, and Adam Zabrowski all available. Right now the key is just keeping it at a run-run game as the first pitch to Familia is fouled back and out of play. No balls and a strike. It's the one-run games, though, for Augusta have been tough ones to overcome. They are 8-16 in games decided by a run or less. 0-1 pitch, a wave and a miss by Familia, 0-2. Everything else, they've been good, 30-19. No balls and two strikes to the first baseman, Felix Familia. Griswold kicks and throws, and he missed outside, tried to wipe him out with a slider. One ball and two strikes. Straight up defense for the infield, same for the outfield. Familia scored on an error, or scored after reaching on an error back in the second. 1-2 pitch, a fly back out of play. As Familia hangs in there. Tyler Owens getting up in the bullpen for Augusta just in case. Griswold trying to work three innings for the second time this year. He also threw three shutout in Charleston back in the middle of May. 1-2 pitch, a wave and a fly ball up the middle and a base hit. Just zoomed that one right past Rob Griswold, and Felix Familia has another hit. Nice easy swing, just kind of threw the bat head right at it and flied it right through the Green Jacket infield. Big insurance run out at first base for Eric Pena. He's looking to drop the hammer on the Green Jackets. First pitch to him is outside as it tails at 86 off the plate. Victor DeJoyo is going to come out to talk with Griswold. He was working his third inning, but that last toss was only his 29th. Pitch count, a very efficient mark for Griswold, who's been arguably to this point the most dependable reliever for Augusta, really inherited that closer's role, but has only one save in the last month and a half. Really haven't been too many save chances for Augusta. Most of their wins have been by plenty. So they haven't had to have anyone lock down the game as the 1-0 pitch is fouled back to the netting. One ball, one strike. And a former undrafted free agent out of Long Island. Not an overpowering guy, but just nearly as effective. One ball, one strike. Familia leads off first. The pitch to Pena's check swing that just missed outside. They will appeal it, though. He did not go. According to Chad Patterson. Two balls, one strike as Owens continues to get hot in the bullpen for Augusta. Griswold trying to cap off three innings. 2-1. Pena had a big cut, but he missed. Dropped a changeup on him. Two balls and two strikes. Pena just unable to time it up. Griswold got a double play ball back in his first inning work in the seventh. He'd love one here. 2-2 pitch. Instead, he'll take a strikeout. Tied up Pena as he put him in a straitjacket. His third K of this outing, and there are two gone for Griswold and the Green Jackets here in the top of the ninth. And now it's Kyle Hayes who has two hits today. An RBI double back in the second, a soft single to right his last time up. 3-2 Columbia, top of the ninth inning. The pitch to Hayes is in there. Fires the dart on the outside corner as he slings in a fastball. Nothing in one as Familia getting modest leads off first. He's not looking to run over there. 0-1. A chopper foul up along the Green Jacket dugout, and Griswold is quickly ahead of Hayes. No balls and two strikes. Griswold in the driver's seat trying to get the catcher for Columbia. DeJoyo's down to a knee, puts up the target. The two-strike pitch is hit well, deep left field, and Kyle Hayes sends one off the top of the wall. That's a home run, I beg your pardon, that hit off the fencing, and that is a two-run bomb for Kyle Hayes. And Nestor Perez is going to come out of the dugout. I think he's going to talk with Elliot Melton, who called that. That's a two-run homer for Hayes, and it's a big blow for Augusta as they're now down 5-2. Nestor Perez is saying that hit off the top of the wall. I think even if it stayed in play, that might get a run home. As it got by Blair, but Perez seeing that hit just below the yellow line, which would still be in play. If it hits off the top of the wall, then the fencing behind it, that's a home run. Couldn't quite tell from my vantage point, but Nestor Perez, the one who states his piece, and we'll see if there's any sort of following conversation. There will not be. And Kyle Hayes has a three-hit game, a triple shy of the cycle as Columbia leads 5-2. A two-strike, two-out home run by Kyle Hayes has changed the complexion of this game. First pitch is a strike to Joshua Rivera, and it's 0-1. That's certainly not done, but they have two runs in the game. Right now they need three in the bottom half of this inning. 0-1 pitch, a check swing. It is just off the outside corner. One ball, one strike. Again, I couldn't quite tell whether that got out or not, but just hit around the top of the wall area. And regardless, it's a two-run homer as that one's bounced up the middle. Durbin ranges, he slides, gets to his feet, and throws on to first. A high throw, not in time, as Vasquez just pulled his foot off the bag to try and catch it. Now, what would have been a slick defensive play by Caleb Durbin, just a little too tall, and Mike Steed will come out of the dugout now to talk with Griswold. Can't do it much better than that, and very bang-bang. He got the toe down on it, but just for a second when he pulled it up, Rivera took advantage and got his in there for the infield hit. And now Steed talks with DeJoyos and Griswold out on the mound, and really two tough luck shots here against Griswold. You get a home run by Hayes and then the infield hit as he's searching for that final out. Gene Ramirez will come up for Columbia. He'll bat for the fifth time. Left fielder, number zero, Gene Ramirez. an unlikely hero so far tonight for Columbia. And Kyle Hayes came into this game with just one hit in a handful of games. He's got three tonight. First pitch to Ramirez is just off the outside corner for a ball. One ball, no strikes. One-oh pitch. A tomahawk swing. It's popped up right up the elevator shaft. Ahoyo sheds the mask. He'll take charge of it and make the catch. Secures the final out of the inning, but two big insurance runs for Columbia come in on a two-run homer by Kyle Hayes. Bottom of the ninth coming up. Last call for the Green Jackets. They need three runs with three outs to work with on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
Augusta. The lives of men, women, and children living with cancer are about to change. That's because at the Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, each will meet with their very own team, solely dedicated to fighting their cancer. Our teams are unique, just like our patients. They're filled with world-class experts across many different specialties. They come at each patient's cancer from all angles. Our teams are renowned for combining the power of discovery and innovative therapies to develop one-of-a-kind treatment plans, many only available here at Augusta University. Yet most remarkably, we surround each person with a dream team, experienced in turning cancer patients into cancer survivors. If it's cancer, all the reason to see us first. Start at augustahealth.org/cancer. Georgia Cancer Center at Augusta University, advancing the power of you.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the tracks. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
At Augusta University.
Last opportunity for Augusta. They trail now 5-2, largest lead of the game for the Fireflies after a two-run homer by Kyle Hayes off Rob Griswold on an 0-2 pitch. And now Braulio Vasquez looking to start it off against Ryan Hennon as the Fireflies look to take the first five at SRP Park. First pitch is in the dirt, 1-0. I just kind of took the energy out of this place. They've been alive, and they'll be here for a while. Got a big post-game fireworks show coming up. But no way to start it, maybe, then a big ninth inning comeback. 1-0 pitch from Hennon. Vasquez sends one into center. That's a base hit. Able to fight one off back up the middle. A multi-hit game for Braulio Vasquez, and there's a start. Leadoff man on for Connor Blair. One that ran in on him, but didn't matter to Vasquez. Able to send it right back up the middle. Leadoff man is on. There is action in the bullpen for Columbia. Another lefty getting set down there. Just in case Hennon unable to finish this one. If he is able to get this to the finish line, Hennon will earn a save. And make a winner out of Ben Caderna. It'd be his first win. First pitch to Blair. That one's hit well. Deep to left, but playable for Gene Ramirez, who makes the catch right in front of the warning track. Another stung ball off a Green Jacket bat, but no results. One away for Victor De Hoyos. And now Victor De Hoyos to the plate. Had some bats getting loose in that dugout for Augusta. All the guys on the bench after mentioned some might be ready to run. If that scenario comes up, I think now with a three-run deficit, more inclined to go with the guys in there. First pitch to De Hoyos is low, 1-0. And Nestor Perez isn't one that pinch hits much. He's a guy that loves to give his guys the opportunity. That's how you learn. You get better at this level. Not going to be one that takes guys out, and especially in certain spots like this, might hurt your confidence a little bit. 1-0 pitch. De Hoyos takes a strike on the outside corner. Fastball from Hennon. One ball, one strike. Green Jackets are one more base run away from putting the tying run at the plate after the leadoff hit by Vasquez. 5-2 Columbia, bottom of the ninth inning. Modest lead for Vasquez, not looking to run. 1-1 pitches upstairs, 2-1. Maybe the first save for Hennon if he's able to get it here, working in the seventh time this year out of the bullpen. He's been a good one. And Kaderna would have his first professional win. 2-1. De Hoyos takes one up and out. 3-1. And another excellently played game by Columbia Green Jackets trying to storm back. Three balls and one strike. De Hoyos, good hitters count. Eliezel Stevens waits next. The 3-1 pitch is high. He lost him. Five-pitch walk. Tying run comes to the plate. Vasquez up to second. De Hoyos at first. And it will be Stevens, it looks like. Master Perez is coming back to the home plate umpire. He's actually going to make a change here. Caden Morton is going to hit for Stevens. So Stevens is out of the game. And it will be one of the hottest hitters for Augusta. And Caden Morton, who's going to face a lefty. And he's handled left-handed pitching very well over the last month or so. And that will be it for Hennin. Tony Pena Jr. is out of the dugout. As Caden Morton will hit against the new pitcher for Columbia. As we await the change here. And Nestor Perez, now that he has the timer at the play, he will go to his bench. Or we will see if this is a pitching change. Tony Pena Jr. is out there. And we'll see. Looks like he will, in fact, make the call. He's ready. Hennin is out. Excellent stuff by him tonight. But Augusta, one last threat. Tying run coming to the plate. And it'll be Caden Morton in a pitch hitting roll. We'll set up the at-bat coming up right after this on the Green Jackets Baseball Network.
You get included from T-Mobile for just $40 a line when you get four lines with AutoPay. Like unlimited data for the whole family on our network and a free smartphone with every new line. Switch today.
Customers using over 50 gigs per month may notice reduced speeds. Video at 480p. Revelry free via monthly credits for well-qualified customers. Zero down plus $834 per month for 24 months. Pre-credit price $200. 0% APR. Qualifying service and finance agreement required. If you cancel, credits stop and remaining balance due. Tax and other details in store.
Want skills you can put to work? Gain the skills most needed in the nuclear industry by enrolling at Aiken Technical College. Learn what it takes to support national security or contribute to environmental cleanup and protection by enrolling in programs such as radiation protection, nuclear quality systems, electronics engineering, nuclear fundamentals, and industrial maintenance. Apply today at atc.edu. Aiken Technical College, your future is within reach. Funded by the Workforce Opportunities and Regional Careers Grant.
Jack Aldridge will replace Ryan Hennin, trying to earn his second save this series. He'll get Caden Morton, who's going to pinch hit for Eliezel Stevens. He'll come up as the tying run here, as Morton has been one of the top Green Jacket hitters going back the last month. He'll get Aldridge, who picked up a save earlier this week. Picked that up on Thursday by pitching a scoreless inning in the ninth to conclude a one-run victory in extra innings for Columbia as they look to win their fifth straight at SRP Park, setting themselves up for a chance to sweep the Green Jackets in their own ballpark tomorrow. Augusta trying to get out of their four-game skid. They've lost the last six games at home overall. As Caden Morton will come up. One out in the inning. Top of the order waits next for Morton. Braulio Vasquez at second. Victor De Hoyos at first. Morton pinch hitting for the first time this year. Only the third time this year Nestor Perez has used a pinch hitter. First pitch to Caden is just outside from Aldridge. One ball, no strike. The left-hander from Tulane. Working for the 16th time this year. ERA just under four in 33 innings. One ball, no strikes. A check to second. The pitch to Morton is low. Two balls in, no strikes. Morton trying to get on any way he can. 3 hits for him in this series. That includes a multi-hit game back in the first game that was played. 2-0 pitch, bouncing ball foul. Down the third base side, two balls and a strike. Now Caleb Durbin due next on the top of the order. Green Jackets trying to make another threat here, down 5-2. They haven't really had one since the fifth inning when they hit into that key double play ball that took all momentum that they had away. Columbia has held it ever since. Two balls, one strike. A pitch coming back to Morton is off the outside corner. Looked like Elliot Melton thought about it. 3-1. Pretty good pitch. Good take by Morton. Aldridge now one bad pitch away from loading up the bases for Caleb Durbin. Green Jackets down three. Double play could end it for Columbia. The 3-1 pitch. It's down and out. That's ball four, I believe. At least I thought it was. Yeah, it is. Morton hesitated for a second. He was about to go in there for another pitch. That is indeed ball four. And he will take his base. Bases are loaded. Vasquez the third. De Hoyos the second. Morton the first as the tying run. And the winning run comes up in Caleb Durbin. And Augusta has a chance for a 4th of July weekend shocker here, perhaps. And one of their top hitters coming up. He struck out to end the game yesterday in the 10th. Has a chance for some retribution here. Crowd much alive. First pitch to Durbin is tap foul. Back near Cal Conley in the on-deck area. No balls and a strike. Caden Moore in excellent speed at first. He's the far trail runner, most important guy out there. He needs the score to extend this game at the very least. No balls and one strike. Aldridge kicks and throws. Durbin takes a strike on the outside corner. It is 0-2. He plugged one into the gaps down the line. Have an excellent shot to tie it. However, medium deep for the outfield for Columbia, trying to prevent extra base hits. But there is some room behind him. 0-2 pitch. Durbin bouncing ball to short. Picked up by Vasquez. Tunnels for second for one. Relay throw to first. Not in time. Durbin makes it to keep the game going. Morton is out at second. Vasquez scores. It's now 5-3 and Durbin just able to get there. Morton is walking back towards the dugout. He's out. Familia charges him. Throws up his shoulder, says, I'm out. Firefly is very protective just in case, but Durbin, on the hair of his chinny-chin-chin, able to get there and keep this game going. And it gives Cal Conley an opportunity. Green Jackets are within two on the RBI by Durbin. If Conley's able to make something happen here, that's a play you're going to look back at. Fireflies were convinced they turned it from a naked eye. I thought Durbin just got the foot in there. And now Cal Conley, who was struck out his last two times up, both against Hennon, gets a fresh chance at Jack Aldridge. 5-3 game, tying runs out there. First pitch to Conley is a little down and out. Well spotted, though, by Aldridge, 1-0. De Hoyos at third. His run doesn't matter. It's the guy at first in Durbin. You'd love to try and get him in scoring position, but that is incredibly risky if they elect to go that route. 1-0. Conley takes strike one. Put it right on the outside corner at 91 miles an hour. Count evens. One ball, one strike. Aldridge a peep over to first base. The break-even pitch. Conley bounces one up the middle. Should do it. Picked up by Joshua Rivera. Fires to first, and the Fireflies win again. Another last inning threat by the Green Jackets, and they strand the winning run at home, tying run at first. And Columbia will go for a sweep tomorrow night as they've won the first five here at SRP Park. A near wire-to-wire win as they take it 5-3, the final score. We wrap it up next on the postgame show.
Crawford Orthodontics accepts most insurance, and whether it's braces or Invisalign aligners, anyone can get the smile they've always wanted with our flexible payment options. With one of the country's leading orthodontists right here in the Augusta area, we love to see Green Jackets fans smile with confidence. So get the amazing smile you deserve. Visit yourlifeyoursmile.com today and book your free consultation. That's yourlifeyoursmile.com for Crawford Orthodontics, official smile provider of the Augusta Green Jackets.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like saddling up and chasing down.
Look at that sweet moolah!
That big old cash cow.
Look at all that money!
File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Good internet is everything. So get extra reliable, super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $19.99 a month. Plus, learn how to get up to $300 on us when you sign up at WOWWay.com. Wow, that's good internet.
Wow.
Limited to new customers with autopay and paperless billing. Subject to change. Terms apply.
We know that kids don't get sick or injured only from 8 to 5, which is why the Children's Hospital of Georgia is ready 24/7 with the only ER dedicated exclusively to kids with specially trained pediatric emergency physicians standing by to get your kids better, no matter when you need us. The Children's Hospital of Georgia is committed to providing innovative, family-centered care in an environment that caters to the special needs of children. The Children's Hospital of Georgia and AU Health are your trusted healthcare partners.
Welcome to the Easy Go postgame show from SRP Park. Green Jackets lose a tough one, 5-3 in the final. They never led in this game, but they had some opportunities in the middle innings. Had a big threat stirring near the end, but Columbia holds them off again. Jack Aldridge has his second save of the week as the Green Jackets will now look to stave off a sweep by the Fireflies tomorrow night here at this ballpark, trying to avoid their first sweep of the year against their rivals. 5-3, the final score. Mitchell Speltz with you on the postgame show presented by EasyGo. As we check out our final numbers of the ball game, Green Jackets come up short in this one now, 38-36 overall. They are now on a five-game losing streak, their longest of the season, and are now 2-6 in the second half. Three runs, 11 hits, two errors. They left eight runners on base. Columbia now 25-49, an impressive 7-1 in the second half. Five runs, 11 hits, two errors. They left five on base. Ryan Hennon is the winning pitcher tonight. He is now 2-1. Losing pitcher is Luis Vargas, despite throwing six innings, seven hits, three runs, two earned, seven strikeouts, no walks. Second time he's gone six innings this year. Both times, however, have resulted in losses. Save goes to Jack Aldridge, his second. Time of the ballgame tonight, 2 hours and 24 minutes in front of a crowd of 4,892 here from North Augusta. Time now for the it play of the game, and we'll give that to Eliezel Stevens as he took away a hit from Eric Pena back in the sixth inning. It was a fantastic play by the second baseman for Augusta. Helped the Green Jackets put up a zero in that inning, and Stevens made a nice flashy play at the leather back to end the sixth inning. The it guy of the game presented by the Augusta IT Guys Premier Networks will belong to Brandon Mesquita. He finished the night with three hits, three for four, including a run score back in the fourth inning. Only two runs Augusta would score before the ninth inning as they got shut out otherwise in every other frame as they fell in this one 5-3, the final score. Now time for our final drive around the league presented by Easy Go. Look at the Carolina League scores currently going. This is the only final as of right now. Other scores include Down East leading Kannapolis 3-0 at home after a nearly two-hour delay. Fredericksburg 10, Delmarva 5 in the bottom of the seventh inning. Salem 6, Lynchburg 1, Red Sox lead on the road in the bottom of the eighth. Carolina trying to win a fourth game against Fayetteville. They lead them 4-3 in the top of the ninth inning. And a good one going in Myrtle Beach right now, top of the fifth, 8-5 Pelicans on top. Myrtle Beach scored six times in the second, but Charleston has chipped away and got it down to three runs. In the Braves ranks today, it is all Mississippi, the AA club on top of Biloxi, 12-0 in the bottom of the third, 12 runs on 12 hits for the M Braves. Gwinnett 4, Norfolk 1 in the bottom of the seventh. In Greenville, Rome won the first game of a doubleheader. Vaughn Grissom went deep in that game for the Rome Braves. And in the top of the third in game two, it is currently scoreless in Greenville, South Carolina. Tomorrow, the Green Jackets will look to stave off a sweep as they send left-hander Sam Strickland to the mound as they finish up this homestand. And what's been a tough one for Augusta, they've lost all five games. It'll be up to Strickland tomorrow to save Augusta, salvage the final game before they head off to Charleston on Monday. Tomorrow we get started at 6:05 p.m. The On Deck Show, built by TaxSlayer, gets going at 5:45 p.m. Otherwise, that is all for us here tonight from SRP Park. Once again, the final score, the Columbia Fireflies 5, Augusta Green Jackets 3. This has been a production of Augusta Green Jackets Baseball on the Green Jackets Baseball Network. My name is Mitchell Speltz, saying so long and good night. Have a great rest of your Saturday, everybody, and your 4th of July weekend. Hope to have you with us tomorrow as the Green Jackets conclude their series with the Fireflies. Good night, everybody. Talk to you tomorrow.